Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Hey, Tom Rock.
Tom Rock Band?
Yeah.
Should I stay or should I go?
Yes.
I think we should go. And we're back.
Should I stay or should I go?
Not this again. Alright.
Where we last left our intrepid dragons, we were all eating rice bowls and talking about hentai.
Yeah. Hello. You're the one who's got a thing for schoolgirls. Anywho.
I am the law.
You are the schoolgirl?
Yeah, that's what I said.
So are we seeing your character, you know, with pigtails and painted fingernails and a skirt?
Yeah, you would gotta find some way to distract the enemy.
You would be the schoolgirl too, because you're the smallest.
Anywho,
Jessica, they're coming for you next.
That's sort of like saying, you know, in our group of friends, you'd probably be most likely to be raped. Thanks.
Who said that?
Anywho, you guys have been looking around, and you guys had done some research and finding that there's a Mr. Silver and a Mr. Purple. Who had contracted the Red Dragon and his minions to steal the eggs. And since there were no PCs there to stop it, the Blue Dragon, who failed the first time, failed the second time.
Mm-hmm. There's a Blue Dragon that guards the nest.
Yes. And the deal was, as you know, I'll make sure you guys are okay and we'll check out, so long as you don't tell them that I failed. Okay, sure, no problem. And then it happened again, so he failed. This time he's dead.
Yeah.
Well,
we know
it's not him.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you proved your innocence by your death. You may have go free.
So, you guys are going to take some R&R. Possibly look into the little island that was, you know, at the center of your guys' island. Or off to the east of your island.
We're going to look into the island that's to the east of our island.
Mm-hmm. Just to draw a picture, because this group needs pictures to survive. Alright, Jay, here's how you...
form of currency.
Here's how you breathe in. See, this is your lungs.
Yes, thank
you. Air in.
What the crap is that going into my mouth?
That would be air.
Oh, okay.
It's a tentacle.
Now I understand.
It's not just in you.
It's
please.
Not just going in your mouth.
All right, we're done.
Right.
Continue. Island. There's an island.
Right. I'm going home.
You are home.
I'm going back to someone else's home.
I'm sorry. I've got hentai on the brain now.
So here is basically the little desert area. Here's kind of the little cliffs area. And here's the area that Ryan has carved out in the center. So this is desert, plains, forest. Cliffs. Then there's this island over here that had been sitting there, and you guys never really looked into it, but, you know, there had never been any trouble from it, so you just kind of ignored it.
I guess I didn't really think about that. I thought we had a vaguely circular island.
No.
And the tower was in the middle.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We do have a vaguely circular island. Look. In fact, it's a
boomerang.
Semicircle?
No.
It's a boomerang?
Oh. It's a vaguely banana-shaped island.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna say
seeds. I can't remember what it's called, so...
Crescent?
No.
Semicircle?
Coda. The Coda symbol. That's what it looks like.
Coda?
Yes.
What is a coda? Oh, as in Return to the Coda in music.
Yes.
Aha!
Except I don't think it's actually the Coda.
Well, from my view, it actually represents more like a fermata.
Is that it?
Yeah, fermata, the little bird's eye. The curve
that's,
with the dot in the middle.
That's what it's called.
Fermata, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Yeah, so the island in the center.
I am so lost.
It's been 6 years, I'm sorry.
I know, it's been a while since we gamed.
Since I had anything to do with music.
Oh my gosh, speaking of which, I totally brought along Arcana and Red Dragon Inn so we could play, and that's okay.
Continue with the actual game. Further from game.
Nope. There's an island.
It's heavily forested, and you guys really can't see anything. It's got a thick canopy. I mean, going circling overhead, never see anything.
We never see anything?
No.
The DM is dropping hints. Dare we go investigate?
You guys can ignore it all you want. I'm just saying that there's this mysterious island that's located next to yours.
Hey, maybe the silver or purple dragon is right there, and we never knew.
That would be lame.
What? It's always in the place you look last.
You're right. It is, because you don't look anywhere else.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight, so to speak.
Yes, right under our noses, our snouts.
That's right. So there's a cave with some water in it.
I didn't realize it was an island either. So.
Yes.
Neither did I. Okay, now that we know,
let's go!
Actually, hey, gosh!
I think I mentioned it one time, and I was like, why haven't we gone there? And you were like, plot, and then we moved on.
Because it was this session.
No. It was like...
No, you're right.
Jays.
I was waiting for this session.
Because
it's going to take an entire adventure to deal with the island, as opposed to, let's go there in the last 20 minutes of game.
What's it
so if I understand you correctly, you only just barely mentioned it now.
No, I've mentioned it before.
Oh. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I've noticed it before and said, why haven't we gone there before? And you were like, plot, and then we moved on.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
You're taking this time off.
I'm gonna have Ogryn come with me.
Sure thing.
Hey, Ogryn.
What?
I got a job for you.
Other than taking care of this incorporeal creature's spiritual and emotional needs.
Well, yes.
Why don't you bring the other guy?
Who, Keen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring him too.
Didn't we send him
talking
off?
To Hubbard. Mm-hmm. Or no, he was supposed to go get a friend. Friend.
Yes, we need to bring him a friend for him.
Haven't we already sent him off though? Or are we supposed to do that?
We already sent him off.
Yeah.
How? He's swimming across the road?
We ran to the boat.
I thought the idea was that one of us was supposed to ferry him down to the one island,
and
then he was supposed to find a friend in a boat and get his way back.
That's what you did in the last, like, 10-15 minutes of game.
Okay.
I
didn't think we did it. I think we just planned it.
No, you did it. Because there was no hitch. There was no, you know, nothing going wrong, nothing, so I didn't feel like spending a lot of time doing on it, because I'd be bored.
Sounds good. In that case, I only have Ogryn to take with me, so shall let it be written, so let it be done. All right. We're going to go investigate this island here. Gonna be awesome.
Oh yes, I've been curious as to that island.
Have you? Have you observed anything from the island?
Yes. There's not a single thing that comes off or onto it.
Any birds? Any flying things?
Did you hear my previous statement, sir?
Yes, but I was just checking. You never know.
Some people don't classify them as real birds.
I define birds as quite real.
Just saying, apparently he doesn't.
Look here, you. Watch where you're pointing your mace. As I was saying, let's go.
As he falls over drunkenly.
Anyone else? Go once.
Unless my dwarf wants to come with us.
Right. Yeah.
They're your kithmen. They will do whatever you tell them to.
I'm just saying, I like to keep my hoard safe.
Okay.
And her family's busy mining right now.
Toodles. Can just take care of the cave.
Okay.
I figure they're... I mean, he's right there.
I'm like, okay, I'm not usually very big on the physical combat thing. He's right there. I may as well bring him with me.
No problem.
Alright.
To the end! Alright.
So
you guys do have to basically doggy paddle your way over there.
Okay, I'll have all ground on my back, since I can swim better.
No problem. He can swim decently on his own.
Okay.
It's one of the things he does, because he's stuck on an island with no one to talk to.
Okay, well, it's...
Well, with the exception of a ghost and a whiny human.
I suppose it's his choice.
He could always travel down and talk to Toodle.
That's right, he would love to talk to Lunch.
And he wouldn't get along well with the dwarves.
Maybe not.
Because he's a giant.
So, you guys doggy paddle your way over there. And you eventually crawl up onto the shore. One of the things you guys...
I'm not doggy paddling anymore, I'm doggy crawling.
After about, 20, 30 seconds, you guys realize it's a lot colder on this island.
I look around for suspicious mechanical gnomes. I mean, arcane gnomes.
None. Oh. And you guys do realize that now that you're kind of looking at it, you remember that your island is basically on a highland, where here's the cliffs, here's the desert, and it comes down and dips into the middle, which is where the hills are.
Whereas this island...
down basically maybe a few feet above sea level.
Mm. Okay, so all our cold air sinks down in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. Well.
Tree line, plains.
No, it's a giant tree line. As I said, giant thick canopy.
Okay.
And the trees are pretty damn dense at this point.
Wait, how am I moving through here?
You two will actually be moving at half speed as long as you're here. You're fine.
Let's circle the island first.
Auburn will also be moving at half speed.
We're not going to see anything.
Let's go around the edge of the... Wow, you know.
If it's this thick all the way around.
I'm just saying. It may very well be that there's like maybe a small dock or some kind of clues near the shore or washed up dead bodies. Who knows? You know, whatever it is we might find.
Okay. That's fine.
So we do a circuit around the island.
You guys leave Ogryn there for a little while, and then you circle around the island, and it's about the same all over.
Okay. As I get close to Ogryn, coming back around, I'm like, hey, guys, I found something! It looks like an ogre of some kind. Yes. Hey, I wonder what he wants. He must be the only inhabitant of the... Oh.
I think we're back to point A.
Hi, Ogryn!
Was there a point B?
Was there a point?
Apparently not for this up for five. Okay. Who wants to plunge into the depths of the forest?
Well, this is your idea, brave leader.
Oh, pick me.
I pick you.
Yay. I start plunging into the depths of the forest.
All right.
Now, make sure you don't run too far ahead.
You quickly outpace him without any problem whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. I do a little stealthy action and start looking around and like coming back to them and then looking around and then coming back to them.
Shit, where'd he go?
And they're kind of wiggling past these. Good lord, this is.
I'm tempted to turn into a human.
I was thinking about it as well.
The thing is, I wouldn't have any armor. Maybe I should go back and grab some armor.
That's a good idea.
You guys have fun, we'll wait here.
One of the things you do notice about the island is the heavy stillness. It is quiet. It doesn't sound like a forest.
Ogryn.
What?
Do you hear anything?
You. That's it.
That's weird, because I hear me too. That's creepy.
I wonder if this forest is tuned to your voice or something.
Maybe. Ogryn.
Why are you whispering?
What's that heavy breathing?
That would be the two dragons on either side of you.
Oh!
Boo.
You guys.
freaking me out, okay?
I was talking. How about you?
Okay. We'll continue to work our way toward the middle of the island.
Yeah, as you guys are getting there, it's getting colder and colder. You know, at first it was just kind of, you know, like, yeah, about 4 or 5 degrees, you know, lower elevation, maybe. Then, you know, it's getting to about 10 degrees colder. Now, you guys are getting to about 20 degrees colder.
Is there, like, a sink drop in here? Seriously, if I could, my skills would be standing on end.
How would that be possible?
Well, as we get closer to the center, just for the sake of argument, I decide to go ahead and use my acid in a strategic way so as to clear a path, at, like an area that we can come back to, so we have a nice open area to fight in if we need to.
You do your best. You have to. You also have to understand that, you know, the trees have like 120 hit points. So you go.
Your throat's going to be hurting after a while. Wow, I never see the day that you ran out of snot and spit.
At this point, you guys can begin to see some kind of like movement out of the corner of your guys' eyes.
I'm seeing movement in the corner of your eye!
What's it look like?
It looks like an eye. I'm pretty sure.
That's strange.
Yeah, I know. Usually eyes don't move.
As I'm actually looking around.
I think we're being followed.
Followed? How could we be followed? We're the only people on this island. Clearly.
Well, that's not positive. You were mentioning dead bodies earlier.
Yeah, I said maybe there were some and we couldn't find any.
So maybe there's someone following us.
28 on
the It'd be iffy.
You are definitely seeing some movement out of the corner of your eyes, but literally any time you look there, turn to look, it's gone. Literally within an instant, not even any leaves or anything disrupted.
I rolled a 1 on my perception check.
You are all alone in the forest, and she's being superstitious and skittish.
Come on! What are you talking about?
Look, I just cleared a whole bunch of trees. Clearly, if anything is following us, it would be impressed by my awesomeness. And not enough of us. This is no big deal.
Or maybe they came up because we got stuck with the tree.
That should be it. Maybe you should stop. I highly doubt that.
Maybe the spirits of the forest are getting angry because you're destroying their home. Jeez, how pissed would you be if someone just walked into your tower and knocked it over?
The stone tower.
The cloud just moves on.
I might be upsetting you, but I'm not sure there's a lot I could do about it.
Well, okay, fine. So I'll stop spitting on things for a while. Like 5 minutes. You know I can't control my drool.
Yes, yes. Let's just keep an eye out as we move forward.
Okay. Sir?
Yes, sir. I mean, Ogryn, because I'm the sir. You're the Ogryn.
Not sure you of the scaly kind of noticed, but it's snowing. And I believe we're in the tropics.
I look around skeptically for any arcane gnomes.
There are no arcane gnomes. But there are... Now you're beginning to see the small flickering. The movement out of the corner of your eye.
I look more intently and find nothing.
Whenever you look, they're gone.
Huh. Whoever they are.
Huh. They're quick.
I know you're there. I can... not see you. Or hear you.
Or smell you. Or touch.
Definitely can't taste. But you're there. I know it.
I can't quite sense their presence either. It's disturbing.
Maybe something's tree walking around us.
So,
what? Tree
walking?
What's that? They walk on trees?
So this is basically what we're kind of looking like right now.
Basically.
Cousin,
oh,
we're back to that
I don't know nothing about druids.
I
don't know much about him either.
Hello, mysterious
people.
Disappearing things. Welcome up wherever you are. What's your name, if you have one?
At that point, you guys can actually hear something almost flutter about from where they come. I don't know.
I pray these not fairies or sprites. Because one, they'd be really hard to see, and two, I hear they're overly curious and annoying.
I continue to be suspicious. To no effect.
Well, I think we should just continue on for the moment.
Yeah. It's the only thing we can do, really.
Yes.
As you guys are going along, it having gone about, 30 minutes into the island...
Do we actually have snow on the ground now?
Yes, you actually now have snow on the ground, and we're talking like it has dropped 40 degrees since you guys got onto this island. You guys are, even though you're scaly, you're kind of cold. 40 degrees in half an hour?
It's a miniature snow dragon.
The wings are always the hardest part.
How'd you do that? It's that dex bonus, isn't it?
And as you guys break,
dex bonus.
You guys actually break the tree line. Well, there's still this thick canopy hanging over.
I've been breaking the tree line.
Wait a second.
But you guys can actually see a village here. With an actual keep kind of set off, nestled in some of the other copse of trees, and it's actually raised up on a hill.
Are there people here?
Not really. It seems to be a fairly quiet town. You can see that there's still lanterns and whatnot about.
Okay, is there smoke?
Is the architecture...
Do you have anything like knowledge history?
Yes. Religion, planes, local, and engineering.
Yeah. 25.
Jessica? You two are kind of like, oh, look, human buildings. You, because you've had some exposure to them, this style of architecture looks a lot like the architecture that in the king's room and in his library, it looks a lot like that style.
Those humans?
Mm-hmm. And of course, it is snowing here. But it is still nighttime and dark. Well, correction, it's dark. You're not sure if it's nighttime.
Yeah.
It's true. Alright, so, obviously human. Remind me of the guys way up north, though. Is it north?
No.
Or south?
The one on your island.
I was thinking the Red Dragon territory.
No. Much closer.
I'm sorry.
much closer.
Right over there.
Sorry, that was the throne. I don't even know, the guy wasn't really a king. He was a leader.
So.
Okay.
Interesting.
I go up to one of the houses and I peek in one of the windows.
Peeking inside the...
And suddenly my phone rings.
Man hitting on him.
Apparently there's an old man hitting on his wife. And apparently we needed to know. And he's got a gambling addiction. Anywho! Peeking inside, you can see that... Honestly, it's kind of... All the furniture is basically kind of broken or in a state of about to be broken. You don't really see any people inside, although the place looks like it's covered in trash and filth.
Hey guys, I found a trash heap. Some broken furniture. It's terribly interesting.
I'm curious if this place is abandoned, but then again not. Because this stuff is as old as my tower. Remember what we found in there.
Are the torch, lanterns, are they lit?
Uh-huh.
Well, then it would be lighting all the lanterns.
Ghosts!
don't know.
Maybe that's what we're seeing out of the corner of our eyes.
Could be that. At this point, you guys can kind of hear some...
Ah! Beat you to it! Oh. I'm gonna make a tower.
Oh. Aldrin tries to climb on top, but he makes epic fails.
It is in front of the window. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although these look like completely different miniatures, I assure you they are the same thing. So I'm not going to take the time to look for it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. 8 is what I need. Alright. At this point, kind of coming out from, like, kind of behind the building. Kind of crawling out of some of the snow banks. You can see these wonderful looking villagers kind of clad in these rusty chain shirts, kind of wielding these long swords bastard swords that actually kind of look... They look like they're coated in something, and you're not even sure if it's blood that they're coated in.
Huh.
You can see that they're eyeballing you, and they're actually kind of... I think that one over there is actually kind of licking its lips.
Detect evil? Can I do that?
It's a good question. Can you?
Oh. Yes, I can. I detect gems.
I still would prefer to call it spell detect differing opinion, but...
Fine, detect differing opinion.
They are indeed of a differing opinion than you.
Andre? Hmm? For the sake of argument, how long does shield last?
A minute per level.
Well, that just bites. I was going to cast it preemptively, but I don't know whether or not it's going to be necessary, and I'd rather not really waste it if anything. Wait, who the frick cares? I've got 4 of these spells, and the only 2 I know are shield and identify. So screw that, I cast shield.
Alright. Well... They're kind of slowly edging in.
Do they look hostile?
They look hungry.
Like, no, citizens, no need to.
What are you doing?
Ogryn.
Are they fresh or, like, you know, do they. Are they decaying?
Yeah, no, they're people.
Hello?
Ogryn.
Yes?
Diplomatize with these people.
Sir, I think they're going to try to eat us.
Why are they trying to eat us? That's dumb.
You do realize they're stranded on an island where there's little to no food.
Excuse me.
These 3 large creatures come in.
Everyone.
Yes, 3 large creatures. Much larger than that.
Bring your attention to the fact and we would like to invite you all to dinner at our island, which is nearby. We will bring you some food, if only you will decide not to eat us this time, but wait for us to come back with food.
At this point, you guys can kind of... The humans are kind of... hissing.
Is it a vampire spawn or something?
They just kind of hiss and they kind of... like that.
I just think they've been in isolation too long.
Can you understand me?
18 non-knowledge religion?
Religion? No, there's nothing religious about this. They're not dead.
Cool. Flames?
No.
Wow.
How about a 15 on knowledge arcana?
Humans usually don't hiss. But just because they hiss doesn't necessarily mean they're magical. The rare and strange hissing human. It's the same breed as the hissing cockroach. It's just mutated.
What was the king's name?
Never got his name. That's why I just refer to him as the king.
Okay, I have to remember, guys. I have a wand of fireball and a wand of magic missile.
You can use those.
Right. Okay. Are you citizens indulged to the king, yay yonder?
Take charge. Give me initiatives.
As we're all, like, backing up to ourselves.
That's about what this looks like.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Like, I'm used to people biting me, but not like this.
Right.
17.
Jay?
10.
Jessica?
9.
Oh.
I wrote the same thing you did.
Auburn and his mighty...
Because you're not large.
4?
Are you kidding me? I will Benny on behalf of Auburn.
Why? Don't bother.
Okay, just kidding. I just never use my Bennies and I wanted to use them for something interesting. I thought maybe if Auburn acted sooner, he'd be able to do something interesting.
The villagers react on a... Alright, Ryan. They are... Yeah, they're getting fresh.
They're getting...
What kind of weapons do they have?
Rusty short swords, bastard swords.
With something on them?
Bastard!
Basically, roughly...
Swords!
It will be doing about a d6.
Whoa!
On those two.
Hua on those two. What's the DC?
It is... 21.
Well, one succeeds, the other one fails horribly.
Okay.
One of the villagers, the one who succeeded, completely dodges out of the way.
Oh, bastard.
The other one.
He's a rogue! He's a rogue!
He's a brick.
He doesn't have to be a rogue.
Oh my gosh. Okay, 36.
So he takes 36. Never mind. No, he doesn't.
Stay back!
You can hear more villagers coming.
26.
You hit.
4 rounds.
Since you guys haven't gone, you're still technically flat-footed.
16?
Mm-hmm. Basically, as you rip at his flesh, it grows back quickly. Mm. What's your flat foot AC, miss?
22.
Okay, I got one hit. Yeah. Crit on Auburn. No. One swing on Jay. And swing on Ryan. I'm guessing I'm also going to hit you.
My AC is 30.
Flat-footed?
Oh, flat-footed AC. 27.
Never mind then.
Thank you. Got some killer natural armor.
Can I borrow a D4?
Okay. So as he... runs up.
The hard to read D4?
And hits Auburn.
I'll give you a better to read
D4. No, it's alright.
He's using a club. And he hits the ribs, and you can hear... You guys, all right next to him, can hear the crunch, crunch, crunch of 3 ribs breaking.
Ow. Poor Auburn.
Ow, that's my kiss band.
Okay, so there is... 11?
How many hit points does Auburn have?
He has 29, sir. He's just taken 13.
That's my kid,
no, I'm sorry. Plus 8. He's got 37. As he goes...
Is casting a spell a full round action?
No. It is standard.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
How about you, Umi? To make concentration checks where you are.
Right. And you, Jessica, take 9.
I presume 9. This one actually moves up to me?
Yes.
To hit me?
But does not. You can hear more villagers on the way, and you can hear lots of hissing coming this way.
Why are they hissing?
Why are they regenerating?
I don't know!
Where are they killing?
I don't know what knowledge it is!
Killing my gift band.
Is it knowledge nature? Because I know that.
Give me a roll. Knowledges are free checks.
Yeah. I don't know about it, though. Oh, well. Get 27.
Well done.
Yeah, you're good.
Now you're starting to get it. Fecal matter, filthy, nasty, hissing, regenerate, lycanthropes.
There were humans.
We're humans.
They only turn human under the full moon.
I don't know what the other part is yet.
Probably were snakes or something. I don't know.
They haven't turned into them.
We're cats. They hiss too. Honestly, there's a lot of things that hiss. They could be lizards. I go into this list so they can be.
We're shocker lizards.
I am boars. Boars hit. Wait, no, boars don't.
And also on their turn, they will take a free action and they will revert to rat form.
Alright, they were rats.
Thanks, genius.
And they actually do gain some hit points for that, which is one of the reasons why I want to do it.
Now, is this like a hybrid rat form or actual giant rats?
This is hybrid. They're humanoid rat people.
Anthropomorphized rats.
Yes.
Okay.
Jessica. Which would explain why they're hissing. Mm-hmm. And why there seem to be a lot of them.
Okay. Yay for tangential quests!
They're one of my favorite. Because I'm a big fan of saying fuck the plot and go do something else.
Yay. I'll do a bite on this guy, two claws on him, and a tail on the chiquita.
Alright.
Tail. Alright. 25.
Yes.
21.
Yes.
15.
No.
I figured the two wouldn't hit. And 20.
Let's see, your face's reaches. Do you have Great Cleave yet?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful. You could Great Cleave on each and one every one of these.
Just reach over me.
As her head goes. Rah, 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 rah.
Nice.
Well, I'll do that next turn, I guess.
Okay.
I didn't realize it or think about it.
Well.
Okay. So, just one hit. Bite, plus 9, 19, claw, 17, 14. 17, 14 on her.
I know.
Oh, I was just making sure. I don't want to confuse you with all this math. This is so hard.
It's chemistry that I suck at, not math.
Me too. Well, I suck at math too, but chemistry I really suck at.
All right. And once again, they all regenerate quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There. Now I can drop that open.
Hey, it's my old character.
All right.
Other old character.
All right. Now we go to. That was Jessica J.
Okay.
I went slightly out of order. Sorry.
That's fine. I will jump on top of this guy's shoulders and jump again to the top of the house.
Okay. Give me an acrobatic.
You say you don't use your bennies at all.
Hey, thank you.
Later. Okay, that will make it 21.
You jump up there just fine.
Ha ha!
Only 21?
Does it?
Well, I assume you're there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right,
I suppose
there.
You don't have the actual skill.
Anyways, and then I cast shield on Ogden.
You have to touch him.
Then you should have.
I cast shield before I jumped.
Give me spellcraft.
Shield. Oh, that's right. Because okay.
Can I reach down from here and do it?
Sure. You have to give me spellcraft, though.
Oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Your face.
That's what you're probably touching him with.
I know. Bing! Okay, well...
That's why you have lots of rings and spellcraft.
Yeah, you need a total of 17, is what you're looking for.
That's exactly what I got.
Okay. You almost lose the spell as this guy is sitting there kind of looking at... You're reaching down your face to kind of go, all right, I'm going to touch him. He's like, I could get the jugular. And you're like, oh, my jugular. All right, Ogryn. Stupid little jerk.
Kill them, Ogryn! Kill them dead!
I'm trying, Zot! Please don't make me shout too loud!
He does nothing.
Did you ever hear the joke about the guy who didn't know how to...
Ryan.
Free Five? Free Five!
How can
it's
I...
It's like the Japanese version of Free Five.
Fafa Bite Wing Wing?
Yes.
Sweet.
I figured the reach in our wing is just 5 feet, right?
No, it's 10 feet.
Oh, I thought it was.
Well, I didn't need a 3-5, but whatever.
What's the AoE on a fireball?
20-foot radius.
Actually, that would be... does a 23 hit?
Yes, it will.
Okay, those all three hit. And then wing on Steven... I will hit and wing on
it was in front of me.
Oh, guy wasn't that
he
guy
was
wasn't
attacking me.
Okay, I can't remember which square.
They were both right here. Or, like it was like that.
Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. I moved back because I realized that gave them. Oh, maybe he was here.
Maybe he was there.
Holy crap! Just like freaking attack them
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. I
just wondered who this guy was because I moved him when I.
Buff it.
Okay.
Buff it.
They all hit.
Blah 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 blah.
5 plus 8 is 13.
So he takes 3
plus 8 is...
We got 3 dragons and a ogre being swarmed by...
Okay, so he takes 1...
Well, 20.
With
then.
DR.
And on the next DR. One.
This one?
There are no acanthems. And this we don't one? Have... Yeah. We are not made of silver. We are not silver dragons.
Has taken now 14.
Yes, you need silver weapons to get through their DR.
And then the wing.
Wing doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything.
All right.
I can't do anything with my
wing. Hey, I have a question.
Bam! Oh.
So, I apparently have 100 gold pieces worth of silverware. Is that actual silver?
Yes.
Can I stab these guys with forks and it do damage past their DR?
Basically, all it will do is it'll do your strength damage, and then you lose a 4 gold pieces worth of silverware, because believe it or not, table knives, forks, and spoons aren't necessarily made to kill people.
Right. So I'm basically destroying the object in the process of hitting these guys.
Yes. If you stab them enough times, there will be like 4 or 5 table knives, forks, and spoons sticking out of him.
Nice.
All right. That was his turn. 10 more show up this turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10. Here we go. All right. That's their turn. Because I like to piss Ryan off. You show up this turn. Do I get to do anything? No. You're lame. Because right now, irritating Ryan is my primary goal. I still have to pay him back for a 10-foot pit.
What?
Right, okay. So, the shanking continues.
Shanky, shanky.
Moving into deflanks.
Because it's not hard to flank large-sized creatures.
No, it's not. Oh, wait. He was right. It's supposed to be right there. Nope, he's good.
He's fine.
All right. Who put the shank in the shank? De-shank, de-shank. All right. Stab on Jessica.
Yay.
He has second thoughts about stabbing you. The other one, however, will miss. The 3 stabs on Ryan.
Two steps on Ogryn. Okay. Not a crit, but two hits on Ogryn. And Ogryn will take 10, 14, 16 more points. He's up to 29. Ah! As they seem to know exactly where to strike people.
Stupid sneak attack.
Where they have their rangers?
No.
They're rogues.
They're rogues. Alright, then we go to Jay.
Okay, Ogryn has been augmented by the shield. Okay, I cast Massage on Ogryn. Just kidding. Oh, my bad, it's Message. Okay. Let's see.
Get rid of that flank, shall we? 20-foot radius, yes?
Yes.
So, I can focus on, like, right here. 5, 10, 15. I'll still get her. 5, 10, 15, 20. Still get her. Still get her. 5, 10. Will that be far enough away?
You target an intersection.
I target an intersection.
Yes.
If I targeted there, would it hit her still?
You don't know. You're not allowed to. You're not supposed to actually measure unless you give me spellcraft. DC 20. Otherwise, you have to pick.
Aha! 23.
5, 10, 15, 20. You'll just miss her, but you'll get Ogryn.
Like hit Ogryn.
Okay,
if I do right there, I'll avoid Ogryn, right?
Yes. Then 5, 15, 20.
So I will get her. Or that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get that one.
Yes, you'll basically get those four.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Fireballiness of fireball!
He takes nothing, he takes nothing. He'll take full.
What's that?
You'll do.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. That's a wand, right?
Yes, wand up.
What's the DC on it, please?
Darn if I know. It just says wand of fireball.
Okay, so it's a DC 14. So one guy will take full. Roll the 5d6.
Ha-ha!
And this is 10, and this is 10.
Okay. Thank you, kid.
I figured it's a perfect.
Okay, eat it! Not
I,
bad.
I put 2 children.
Ooh,
here,
very good, actually.
Here.
There's 10, 21.
Yay!
Wait.
Thank you.
All right. Although, you'll notice that, you know, it's kind of melting down. And there's kind of mud now underneath where the snow used to be.
Mm.
Jessica.
Please do that again. It's nice and warm now.
Whirlwind.
You mean great cleave?
Yeah.
It's close enough to. Okay, I'll start this way.
Alright. Where's this 47 from?
This person.
That's not his 47. It's probably his 17. Okay!
30.
You hit.
I just remember his
name.
Does it go down at all?
Nope, it does not. Hits.
19.
We'll just hit.
That's 18.
Just hit.
Keep going.
That's everyone.
Okay. Do we do one at a time each, or just one once?
Just do it once.
Yay! Alright. That's 13.
Okay, so that will put him up to dead. But that'll put him at 3. Basically, everyone takes 3.
Real tutus.
Could always Benny if you want. But my girlfriend is allergic to using Bennies.
I already used one.
I used them for my bad rolling. I'm glad I at least hit.
All right.
And that's a pull, right?
Yep, that's...
Okay.
Well, that's your attack action. You've actually got a movement.
Well, Well, I don't want to move.
Alright. Ogryn. Oh boy. Ogryn's going down fast, but at least he's going to take one with him. He does 1 point of damage.
Are you kidding me?
2d8 plus 7. I rolled a 3 and now a 4. It happens. Top of the round, Ryan.
Kill some more of these things! Kill them dead!
Enemies are everywhere!
I'll hit that one.
Okay. Block all bites.
Yeah.
Rip him apart.
They'll hit.
He's probably going to die horribly.
Maybe.
Yes, he dies horribly.
It's like I threw down a fireball and one guy died.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, that does 11. That thing. One does.
All right.
You want to go for something bad?
Six.
We'll see.
And that one does.
Well, mm-hmm. I could do magic missile. That auto hits.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Three.
All right. Now, take your attack opportunity if you so wish.
I did 20 damage. 20 points of damage that turn to that guy.
Take your opportunity. Take it. Chop chop.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh.
Sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me.
No, the other gold dragon.
Goldie back.
I assume that hits. 6 plus 19.
Yes, 25 will hit.
8 plus 20. Or 10 to him.
Alright, he'll take that. Combat reflexes?
That's funny.
What?
Alright, just got a type opportunity.
I have combat reflexes.
What's your dex bonus?
Plus 1.
Alright, so take your second attack opportunity. Yeah.
7, 8. It's 10 again. Huh.
My guy takes 7.
As you can hear, the villagers rapidly approaching.
Perhaps a withdrawal would be best.
For Ogryn, surely.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, I will encourage Ogryn to smash down the guy next to him and run inside the house.
You mean bull rush the guy?
Sure, whatever.
Or just go.
All right.
I guess if he's not there, then he can just go.
Because if he's inside the house, then he can attack one guy through the doorway as opposed to all of them.
Yeah.
I'm getting flanks on Jessica this turn. That's upsetting. No, okay. Wait, that one. I'll have 3 on you. Alright, so 3 charges. Three sneak attacks. 1 crit.
And this is on
you.
Okay. I didn't know who you're doing first.
Alright. He will apparently take advantage of your surprise opening, which is a second swing at minus 5. So, you will take. Is plus 2. Nice. 17. Alright, then I've got. That was those 3. 1, 2, 3 sneak attacks on Ogryn.
Poor Ogryn.
He's going down.
Get inside, Ogryn! Don't die! No!
He's probably going to fall over.
Yep.
4 puts him at 33.
Alright, now he is.
Not down yet?
5 hit points.
Because, yeah. Because of shield. 1 yeah. Normal swing.
I protect my defender.
Too late.
And it does 3 points.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes. One
hit point.
One hit point.
No, 2. Should be 2.
Oh, 3.
Yeah, 2.
He had 6.
He had 37.
Or 5, rather.
Okay, so 1.
Yeah. All right. One. Then 3 sneak attacks on Ryan.
Oh.
That's lame.
If they ever hit.
2 attacks.
I'm bestowing a very generous cure moderate wounds onto my...
All right.
Poor unfortunate soul of a gifted.
And you can see even were-rat children rushing to kill you.
Huh. That's kind of weird.
Were-rat lizard man. It is a scaly were-rat.
Furries rejoice.
Tyler's really happy right now. Okay. Right, so as you can quickly see, you guys are getting mobbed, although Jessica's Great Cleave right now is screaming with joy. Do you have power attack? I would recommend using it.
I do.
Try and breathe my own spit. Jay.
Ogryn, get inside, for goodness sake!
Get to the Jabba!
Get to the Jabba now!
See, my acid isn't going to do a whole lot against their reflex. Let's see. Why don't I cause them all to fall down in...
reflex also.
Oh, is it? Screw that. Your mom. I know. I'll throw down a grease and then fireball it.
Okay.
They'd have to avoid the flames every turn. Right? Am I right?
You basically burn up the grease in a turn. Grease actually burns, you know.
Yeah, I know it does. I was planning on that. I just didn't expect it to burn up in a turn.
Weren't you going to heal your buddy, too?
Yes, I want to heal my buddy.
Ogryn, go!
Well, you should do that, then.
Instead of casting a spell.
Okay!
You can't do both.
Right. So sue me for planning ahead.
Yes, I sue you for your life.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so I hand over a potion to Ogryn and instruct him to get inside.
Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper now!
Open the door for him. I could open the door for him. I open the door.
Okay.
Get to the chopper! I'm trying.
All right.
Watch your back, buddy.
Jessica.
Alright, how many attacks?
Start here.
A bajillion.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
I need it. Okay, so minus. Let's it. I have a 13 effectively. That's a 15.
That would stop there.
Dude, Benny!
Yes, that'll hit.
That's 18.
Because you charged this turn?
It's a natural one. I at least got that side clued.
Yeah. Just a taste. Your attack hits an adjacent ally to you or the target.
Oh, it's a gold dragon.
Alright, so basically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them are going to get hit.
And then I reach back over here a little too far. And
it's one of the little frills that got in the way.
Do I still roll a hit?
No, you hit.
Okay.
And then it stops. Unless you want to start Great Cleaving on your ally.
She's like, well... Can finish Ogryn off.
Please don't Great Cleave on Ogryn. Please don't Great Cleave on Ogryn.
Alright. That's effectively a... plus...
One more
attack! Yes. In addition to my plus 9. So plus 15, 26.
26.
Because of power attack.
Alright.
Because I. Damage goes up by half with power attack because it's a natural weapon. That applies strength and half.
And strength and half?
Yeah. If it's strength and a half on a natural weapon.
Okay.
Damage.
Then let's see. Half. This guy doesn't die. This guy definitely will. And then everyone else has taken 16 hit points. I'm going to put this 16 over here.
That side.
They're all...
And you take 26.
And she rips off some of the little frill right
now. Oh, my frill!
I'm sorry! I got a little overzealous!
Although, in actuality, that would probably be the person you'd bite because you're going...
I'm trying to avoid hitting Ogryn.
Ogryn. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He just makes it inside the door and I have 3 attacks of opportunity on
him. Is he not withdrawing?
He makes this square right here non-hostile.
Oh.
But he still has to pass through the rest of them. Because of shield. Otherwise I would have gotten 2 on him.
Nice.
Yes!
Did you drink the potion?
cast. Yeah, he's drinking the potion.
Wow.
15. So he goes back down to 21. As he's now sitting in this tiny ass living room. Alright. Top of the round, Ryan. There are more on the way.
Guess I can face this way now. And tail slap one of them at least. Or is it an AoE or is it just one?
It's just one guy. Okay. You're thinking tail sweep.
I don't know. I'm used to WoW. Which one is
hurt? Stay away from the head!
all of them, except for this one.
Okay, well, screw him.
No, now, he's taking 10. That one hasn't taken any damage.
Oh.
And this 3 is on that guy.
I thought the 3 was on him, and
no.
The 10 was on
this one's been this one's been stabbing Augur in the back. And
oh, okay.
Well, so
3, 10, that, 10.
That bastard. Okay, I guess I'll do claw bite on the guy with 3. Yes. And then tail slap on Steven. Yep.
Tail slap Steven. That was a mini.
Old,
that was his.
Mini.
Yeah, it was a mini for a long time for Steven.
7. It's 9. 4, so 23. God damn it. And 0. Okay. And then on that one, 9.
Rawr, 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 rawr. All right, their turn.
Bitches. Feeble roar of roaringness.
Big fat attack of opportunity.
I can actually beat you.
Okay.
Does my power attack still in effect?
Yes.
Okay. 17.
That'll hit because he's charged.
He takes 6 from me.
It's like 10 from me.
This was up to 16. The villagers are attacking you in mindless drove like a horde of rats!
Stupid rats! I can speak to rats, but you're not true rats!
That I was tempted to postpone this game for a little bit longer so I could have my Skaven models.
At least this session of the game. Mm-hmm.
And at this point, there's one square. Yeah, he'll go there.
Obviously, the child could probably fit in there.
Dude, seriously.
Yep. Congratulations, about in. See, this is now 30 people that have shown up.
The hell is that?
That's a typhoon.
A typhoon.
Really?
According to 4th edition. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, now I need to actually count the people who just aren't getting sneak attacks.
Isn't it a typhoon? It's a Legion Devil Legionnaire.
Oh, that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sneak attacks on Jessica.
That's a good mini.
Nathan.
Yay.
And same on Ryan. 6. I got 1 crit and 1 natural 1.
Huh. This guy apparently is at 96.
He cuts himself.
Oh.
Alright, and apparently one of them was using a rusty, dung-cutted, covered machete, and he slashes your gut open.
Aww.
He'll do double damage, and you do 1d4 bleed.
Suck.
Mm-hmm. Start bleeding 2. And you take 12.
actually 14.
Alright, and then I have two attacks on Jessica that aren't sneak attacks.
It's been so long since they've used them.
He apparently breaks the feeble shield that he had constructed out of a trash can lid.
Like I said, it's been so long since they've used their tools.
And one of them is second. Blech. One of them is a boomer, and he's rushing towards you.
I slap him away.
Unfortunately.
Well, maybe my slap is too strong, so he blows up anyway.
Alright. Now we go to Jay.
I will prevail! Sorry, you get swarmed like this, guys. That sucks.
Okay,
just keep Algren alive!
Algren, are you okay?
I'll survive.
Okay.
As the two tanks are back to back killing these things.
No kidding. I'm gonna do another spellcraft, see if I can't gauge this pretty well. 12 plus 8.
That's 20.
20.
Nice.
I wanna get everybody I can without hitting her, so like over here ish.
Okay, so let's see. Easier way to do it is 5, 10, 15, 20. So 5.
Right there. 15,
20. And that will get these guys.
Okay.
Then that's block right there.
So I need to give you...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Dodges. Does not dodge. So this guy, hold on. Evil child will not dodge. Full plate will not dodge. Bearded man will dodge. That guy will not dodge. Next guy will not dodge.
Nice! This is much more effective than last time.
Dude!
Alright, so two...
One guy dodged!
Two.
Oh, okay, two guys dodged. Very well. It... Wow!
That's not bad.
Yeah, so there's... 18.
Very average.
18 then.
Okay, so... These three are at 18. One and eight...
Next time I'm going to start throwing silver knives.
So is he.
Then forks. Then spoons.
Are you going to try and hide it?
Alright. Oh, good. Finally an opening. Praise the Lord.
How many I kill?
Three.
Why are you taking them?
Because I can.
He needs them back. Because I've killed a few, too.
No, you don't. Oh, all right, fine.
Did you get the child?
One, two, three. I need you guys to kill one more.
Is this the same round?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Jessica.
Now.
17.
Not this turn, because he didn't charge his turn.
Rawr!
Ryan will bend you on your behalf.
I need to roll more than a 4. Yay!
Roll
20.
That'll hit.
19. 15.
No.
That's a low
4.
That I'm okay with you hitting at least 4 people. It's just better than 0.
Sorry.
1d3. Yay! So they were all at 16.
Evil child!
There are a lot of these.
They are rats.
That's what she said. Ogryn. He's going to begin looking around the house, see if there's like one hiding in here. Tough around, Ryan.
Yes, my breath. I can use it. Not to very great effect, but...
You'll get one guy unless you want to breathe on Jessica.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, that's a good... Wait, no.
Okay.
Dude, I tried to get an opening for you, but it didn't last.
Yeah. The rats are pushing in.
Yes.
So the rats are swarming you.
How does that work exactly? Is it like hold their actions or something?
They ready a standard action for when a hole opens up. You'll notice they didn't attack.
Right.
So they just use their action to move up.
Right.
That's it.
So would this count as a were-rat swarm?
Yes, it's a were-rat swarm. As I said, I was really tempted to go get Tyler Skaven models.
Dude, all you gotta do is fly straight up into the air and then cone down.
That's right, but in order to fly up, you need an EC 20. Flight.
Okay, have fly. I have plus 11. All I need to do is roll a 9.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Do it, do it, do it.
You don't have a plus 9. Fail to take into account your size.
What?
Flight has a size modifier.
What?
Yep.
Bitch. That's retarded. No other skill has a size modifier. That's yes, sizest.
Yeah, it does. Actually, a lot of things, like hide and stealth.
Really?
Yeah. That has minus 4 for every size category pests.
I'm a gargantuan-sized giant.
Well, that's...
I can hide like a mouse.
That's sizest. Dirty...
Here, let me hide behind this tree.
Let's see, what is
your... You can't see me.
What is your maneuverability? Flight-wise.
Poor.
So that's minus 4.
So I'm fat.
And then you're large, so that's minus 2. So you're actually at a net of minus 6.
Okay, so 11 minus 6 is 5.
Yes, it's a plus 5.
It's a roll of 15. Yeah. Or better.
That's slightly more difficult.
I'm really good at flying! Or at least I used to be. So it's your turn.
Sizes bastards. Well, let's see. They haven't really been hitting me this turn, or ever.
Well, yeah, you've taken some hits and you're bleeding now.
I am bleeding, but as long as they don't crit on me when I drink this potion, I should be okay.
Hopefully.
Could they see? They take attacks of opportunity if he's drinking a potion?
Yes. Yeah. Because you're taking your action to go like this, and it's not necessarily that you're left defenseless, but they take a free stab anyway. You'll take what you can get. That's why it's an attack of opportunity.
So because you're tipping your head back to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not defending yourself as well.
I mean, even if you are defending yourself, you're doing... Because you also don't want to spill the potion.
Dude, I know. You got to get one of those camelbacks. To plug it into your mouth. Yeah! Actually, I'm going to totally develop that when I get back to this
how
tower.
How about the beer helmet of
Kilima? Oh, wait.
Yes. Yes.
My monocle.
You do have your monocle.
What does it do again?
It's a single scorching ray.
Laser beam.
It does 46.
46. Okay, not really useful on...
Not against the horde.
Swarms of were-rats.
And no, these aren't zombies. I'm breaking the trend. These are just a swarm of rats.
A swarm of were-rats.
Yes. And there actually is reason behind it.
Rats with DR-10. Wait, that means yeah. They're...
Is DR-10 silver natural? Magic?
Mm-hmm. They've been here forever, then.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's ridiculous.
There's no life on the island, Ryan.
There's a reason for that.
Really thick trees. Do they put out fires, too? Is this a were-rat fire brigade?
Well, it's snowing here in the tropics, which should say that there's something wrong here.
God damn it.
Here, let me roll for you to see if anything is better. Nope.
What are you trying to do?
The dice aren't.
Fly.
Yeah.
So you fly and fail, which is movement action. They'll take their attack of opportunity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But and they can't get sneak attack on this, so. But that was a movement action.
Well, since they're already taking their attacks of opportunity, I'm going to hope that they don't have combat reflexes and trigger potions.
Dude, their feats are dodge a weapon finesse.
Good.
One crit, one critical fail.
Huh. Just like last
fail. It says weapon is stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, that one's hot. All right, so basically he's using this kind of piercing, we'll say it's actually like a crudely fashioned spear.
Okay.
He sticks it in you, and it kind of pulls you down, and you are knocked prone when it happens. So basically, you were kind of doing like this. He stabs you, and you crumple. Because, well, you don't like being stabbed. He'll do 7.
That's acceptable.
But you are now prone, sir.
You can still break your drink potion.
You can still break your potion all you want. Or you could stand up. Speaking of Dragon Age, I hate getting overwhelmed. Yeah. And getting knocked down and stuff. That's so annoying.
That's why I had Alistair around. That way you can shield bash them off of me.
That's one of the reasons why I loved playing a fighter.
Indomitable. Or the shield one has one too.
Yeah, but shield users are lame. What? The best way to tank is with a great axe.
It's true, but actually I'm convinced the sword and shield is more DPS.
Stupid sword and board.
Oh, I don't know why I'm rolling this.
What are you doing? You're healing yourself?
Yeah.
Alright, so you're prone, but you're healing. Just heal.
Your moderate is 2d8 plus what?
3.
Well, then 14.
So what is your armor class minus 4, please? I'm not sure it's going to get beyond...
24.
Yeah, it's still in the natural 20 category. Alright. So, here's their turn on 14. 10 more show up.
No.
Alright.
Hello.
We'll start with Jessica, because ladies are always first. 1 crit and 2 natural ones.
Sorry.
One strains himself, and the other one has vibration in his weapon. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ping. Tinged off my armor.
All right. That one doesn't work for you. You're a lizard.
Huh.
We'll go ahead and go with where am I? Bonk.
Ah! Always the nose!
You are stunned next turn, so you lose your action.
Oh. I can't do my great attack.
You take 9. I'd allow you to spend a Benny to overcome it. Since it's only a 1-round thing anyway. Alright, now on Ryan here, these 5. He pulls his weapon out of the tree. He needed a 19. Yeah. Alright, then the 2 on the ground, 2... Oh, the ones attacking Jessica are apparently...
How many hit points you have, Jess?
Really dumb.
I've taken 35.
She's good for a while. This sword is heavy!
How many hit points do I have?
And he cuts himself and begins bleeding everywhere.
122.
Alright, now let me... Alright, here we go. That was their turn. Jay.
Is using a wand a movement action?
No, it's a standard action.
And how many standard actions do I get per turn?
One.
What are the other kinds of things I can do with this with a movement action?
Sit down, stand up, move.
Okay.
Close a door, open a door.
Draw something.
Huh?
Draw something. Or sheath something.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cast shield on her.
You will have to be able to touch her.
Then I will fly overhead.
Give me a fly check.
Hang on. I've got a
plus 13 to fly, but I rolled a natural 1.
That will matter, since we are in combat.
So you will fail. As the pain of gravity hits him.
It's like, oh yeah, you're supposed to flap when you fly.
Whoa! Shield!
Thank you.
You have plus 4 to your AC. They still need a natural 20 to hit you. Or a 19.
That's why I haven't been using combat expertise.
They only have a plus 3 to hit anyway. Alright.
Now, since I have flyby attack,
it is not flyby spell.
Okay, fine.
The only way I'd allow that is if it's like flyby touch attack. Where it'd be flyby and vampire touch!
You're mean!
If you had vampire touch cast the previous turn. Jessica! Alright. Your overcome stun. Yes.
No. You will take 15.
The pain. The agony. You only need to roll a 6 or better.
Oh, yeah, that's saying something.
Oh, grand. Okay. Top of the round, Ryan. You can use your breath weapon.
Yes, I can still use my breath weapon. Just like last time.
I love how intently Evie is looking at Jay.
No, you're teasing her now.
There's a bunch of crumbs on the pound.
That's because he was eating chips.
I was not. You have no proof. It's not like it was recorded or anything.
Which one's what taken 12?
Spear. Oh, no. All those guys have taken 18. That's it. Those three.
Whoa.
Well, several of them have taken 18 because they were fireballed and I rolled terribly. I need to roll a 8 or better.
Let's see. So 20. Once we get them under 20, they've been going down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just do one attack on each of them.
All right.
Yes. First one, yes. Yes. 5 plus 8, yes. Okay.
I'm sure you guys move up now.
Oh, and tail. No.
Oh. They keep freaking coming!
What does it do?
It is an entire village.
You might be stunned for a round.
What does that do? Just minus something to my AC?
Minus 2 and you lose your action. And you're considered flat-footed. Oh, yay, my GM bennies.
Whatever.
Okay, reroll. You're 1.
Oh. There.
You hit.
19 again, so 9. Excuse me.
Just get replaced by another.
That's what rats do. Okay, so we'll go ahead and go back to the 3 attacks. Okay.
Crit.
Only 1 crit, no natural ones. Ha!
Am I stunned again?
I'm not sure I like the effect of it, but I like what it's called. Pimp slap.
Would it take ego damage?
No, you're dazed for 1d4 rounds. You can only take 1 action. Oh, no, that's fine for you. Never mind. You can only take 1 action.
Okay.
Craig Cleave.
Yeah, what? All right, so there's 9 more points onto you.
You like that number.
I do like that number. Alright, here's the 2 normal on Jessica, another crit. Here's the 2 normal on Ryan, and nothing. Beat up my girlfriend, it makes me feel manly.
That it does.
He hits you and he possibly ruptures your appendix.
No.
Give me a fortitude save.
Not a 14.
You do not rupture your appendix.
Barely.
But you do take 17 points of damage directly to your appendix.
Ow!
Rupture the appendix, rupture the appendix, rupture the appendix.
All right.
The appendix.
Jay.
I continue to fly.
Ah!
Swerve around this way and sort of go with the acid. So I'm attempting to get as
many. Fly. You want to go?
Well, hang on.
You
hang
want
on
to go into that square. Let me get you go. What's your range on it?
Let me see. I think it's 60. Yeah.
Okay. So what's going to happen is you're basically aiming for that square. And the way that works is you go 1, 2, 3, then it shifts over. 1, 2, 3, and then it shifts over.
Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted
to do. But you need a fly check.
Okay. Fly check is fine. Plus 13.
All right.
25.
Tiny Flame, what's the DC, please?
DC on my 18. Eat it, sons of witches!
How do you know?
Okay, so apparently you really got those three, and then it kind of petered out.
Aw. Unless it didn't hit anything.
Because what you were screaming, take it, unfortunately the acid kind of sprayed everywhere. So roll your damage.
Yeah, take it! Okay, 66. What's the DC on my fireball?
14.
Dude, my minimum acid is way better than the fireball.
Well, the thing is it's minimum caster, because that's the way, just to make it cheaper. So spell level 3 plus 1 intelligence. Because 13 is the minimum you need to cast it, so do it at your minimum. So it's a 14.
Wait, is that... That's 5. I need 6. 66. Look at the CanCon dice in here. Spot.
And you still need one more.
No, I got 6 right there. Okay.
Apparently he had one palmed.
Okay.
He's been palming dice. Go!
Aw.
CanCon dice didn't do very well.
CanCon dice got a 1 in it, too.
CanCon dice be darned. Okay, there's 10. 10. So, 21.
I can cut a line for you if you want to make a break for it.
There you okay.
go. However, those guys are holding.
You know, if you're going to move, they're going to try and move to meet you. Maybe if you don't move, they'll just charge you so they can actually attack. Jessica.
I would say a withdrawal is in hand.
Why?
We're almost done.
I look around at all the villagers.
Yeah, they're swarming. We're talking like, you know, level of...
Like, this is the first wave!
What? No, this is like the 7th wave.
AKA the first! 7 waves equals 1 in this group. So I suggest we grab the ogre and run!
I do this all day, though.
You could stay back to cover the retreat.
Well, I have the auger out of there, so I will use my great cleave to clear out the back at least. Yes. 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 No.
Okay, so you cleared out these three, so you'd be able to run that way, basically.
Well, I want to grab 18.
I'll take 8. That's your turn.
Yes, I want to get to Ogryn, because he's going to be hard to carry.
No, go ahead.
Pray for a 1.
Get a 1.
Get a 2.
Alright, they close back in.
Almost as good.
Mm-hmm.
The unrelenting ratty assault. Okay, Ogryn. Shazam!
I was the Kool-Aid man.
I was supposed to say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
I don't know which one I liked more. The action as it came out that made it look like he was getting out with his hips. Or the fact that he said Shazam. And then to say, oh yeah.
Because he got the DC 22 that he needed to be able to break down a wooden wall.
Yay!
That was his movement and standard.
Ogryn, why?
Because there's a retreat being called. All right. Top of the round, Ryan.
Well, if you want to go ahead.
It's okay.
Well, I can't right now.
Oh, yeah.
you're still prone. That's fine.
Yeah. They still need criticals to hit me.
Sure. Do you want to stand up, or do you just want to lay there on the ground?
I'll just lay there on the ground for a moment. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your overconfidence is getting the best of you.
Now the unfortunate thing is many of these haven't been wounded. Except for three.
Two claws on that one, bite on that one, whip on that one.
No wing buffets?
No. They can't damage them.
He can't do enough damage to them.
It's like a D6 plus 3 or something like that.
It is 1D6 plus 4.
So he gets 10.
Yes. That's 5.
Okay.
And then that's 4. And that is 5.
So one takes 9, one takes 5.
Hmm? Yes. And then tail slap takes 7.
Okay, one of those guys will die off.
The lizard man, or the child waves too.
Alright, there. Shank, 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 and shank, shank, shank. Shank some booties. Do, 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 do. Shank some booties. Do, 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 do. I know what they're gonna do. I should have thought of this earlier. Alright, so these guys were here. They'll move in. They'll move in. Everyone else is kind of. Alright. Next wave impounding in. Okay. Let's switch things up. We'll go with you first.
Okay.
Two crits.
Of course.
And then just to get it off of our normal attacks. Okay. Oh, that's, yeah.
You having some fun over there?
Oh, baby. Alright, apparently one of them takes his hatchet and cuts you right above the eyes.
Blinds him.
You take 9 points of damage. You bleed an additional 3. And while you are bleeding, you are blind.
That happened to me once.
And another one cracks your ribs, doing 9 points of damage. 1 point of con, and you are now fatigued. As you can.
Ow.
Nothing on Jessica. So obviously, it's whoever goes first gets the shit out of them. That's what we've come to. Okay. 2 attacks on Ogryn. 1 hit. Does 5. Because he's trying to get the hell out of here. And then they start firing into melee. They're using their light crossbows.
They're not going to shoot at the dragon that's hovering in the air?
No. He's not really a threat. He's only killed like 3 or 4 rats.
Hey!
Jay, speaking of.
You always need to ump this up. Stop caring about my safety and kill them all.
Actually, a really good fireball would be.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I could probably do that, knowing the way that he's been rolling.
And that, of course, be the time that you roll a 1 and they all roll like 20s.
Right, pretty much so.
Yeah, because as a spellcaster, I'm pretty much a wimp right now. So, yeah, yes. We'll do it.
We need it.
All right. Boom. Give me a reflex check.
I make the 14.
So far, only one has failed.
So I will take half.
So these three.
No, it's mine. Give me back my claw.
One will fail. And those three.
One critically succeeds.
Those three.
So stands bravely against the blast.
And one of these. Lower damage, sir.
How many did I hit?
One, two, or so. Five.
Come on, can't cut ice. Redeem yourself.
Hey, alright. I like that.
They die.
10, 23.
Yep, they die.
And I will take
11. Oh, good. I was worrying that I was gonna have to get out more people. Alright.
Now that I've cleared the theater field a little bit, have fun, guys!
Alright, Jessica. There's a child standing between you and freedom.
Borush!
What if I move this way?
Sure, you can move that way.
I'll take the Takamo trees.
One. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No crits, no crits, no crits.
Yes! And I'll have tell Ogryn to get on my back. It's either me or the gold dragon. The gold dragon's occupied.
Alright, Ogryn.
He's also lawful good!
We're both lawful good.
Yeah,
he clings on to you as best you can. You're gonna be moving at half flight speed.
That's fine. I knew he was gonna be heavy.
Ryan.
But he has monkey arms, so if I get him up into the trees,
stand up,
he can get off.
One, two, three, seven in total.
Seven.
Because you're still a thick canopy. These four. Above and then three. Right.
Okay. Yes, they're still a thick canopy.
Yeah. So flying out of his butt off.
Nothing.
And now we'll. Go this way.
Okay.
What is that? One.
Okay.
One.
Five.
Two.
Three.
Three. Four. Five.
Actually, hold on. Roll a d8, please.
Oh, yes, you are blind.
I have blind sense.
Yeah, that tells us what living things are.
Okay, so you want to go this way. So one, two, three, four, five. Oh, okay. The other gap! You obviously remember.
Okay. Well, thinking about it, that way you had a gap, I think. So.
One, two, three, four more.
Hold on.
Okay, so you want to go that way, but you go. So one, two, three, four.
Go back again?
Okay, so that way maybe.
One, two, three, four. Basically, you're spending your turn swinging around in circles.
Let's see if I ever roll a one. No.
Yes, you. Just so you know, you did use up all their attack opportunity, though. Speaking of which, their turn.
Why don't you help him out the best you can? Grab his head and lean him in the right direction.
Well, here, you, follow me. I attach myself to his head and fly the correct direction.
Can't go now.
You can always fly straight up.
I thought we were in trees.
Well, fly up and over.
I guess.
All right.
Can't fly very high.
The trees actually do have a certain amount of height here. We're not, you know, under a 10-foot ceiling or
anything. You walk into a 10-foot by 10-foot room. Okay.
10 by 10 by 10.
So 6.
What you did not realize is that the second you walked in, you walked directly into a gelatinous cube that was occupying the entire room. You just happened to not notice it because you're still in that thing.
On the plus side, Ryan, only one crit.
Okay.
It's like, I feel gooey.
You feel your flesh begin to sizzle.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Because you have resistance to acid and nuts.
Someone takes their hatchet that they've been using on you, does a total of 10 points of damage and 1 con damage, and he shatters your jaw.
Okay.
You cannot use a bite attack.
Ow.
Or okay. Speak.
You're getting mauled to death, dude.
He's getting Darth mauled. Start dropping fireballs right there. That'll help.
I know. I'm waiting for my turn.
Because it's totally not like he cares. And then hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
You still can come to me.
You're coaching.
Is he a zombie combat?
He can be minor combat.
No crits from the crossbows. No, wait. 1. Because you have penalties to your AC.
I do?
When you're blind, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But they're firing the melee. My AC is a 32.
You rolled a
32. Alright, so you will take...
an 18. Confirm.
3.
You take 3.
And yes, they do get sneak attacks, because you are flat-footed right now. And you go, the rats! The rats! Jay.
You can have nightmares after this.
Okay.
Target his square and go...
Well, yes, I was going to say either that or I could just clear out an entire side of him with my breath. No, we'll just fireball.
Whoosh! All right, so basically... I'm not going to measure on a one-by-one basis. Full damage.
Nice! Dead.
Okay. Anyone that fails dies. Okay, so one dies. Three die. Just be even about this one from each side.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll near crit.
Just want to turn.
They start rolling in from all sides.
Now the fat rats have started arriving.
That's why they're last, because they're fat.
Speaking of fat, hello, cat.
What are you saying about me?
Oh, you're petting me. That's not bad.
Jessica.
She stays upstairs.
She stays upstairs.
Okay. This is going to be extremely difficult for me. I will attempt to run and fly.
If you have a straight line, you don't really have to worry about it. It's only when you're going, like, up, like that.
No, I'm going to... You can take your tactics journeys on those, too.
I will.
Yeah.
He doesn't break my wing, does he?
No.
Okay.
I was waiting for a second.
Get to the trees!
No, but as he does hit you, he knocks the wind out of you and fatigues you. Doing 6. You are now fatigued.
What is it to exactly?
-2 on basically everything.
Okay, well. I will go up and fly, you know, just below the tree line and have Ogden try and grab a branch. You have monkey arms? Grab one!
Ah, my ribs!
Alright, Ogren makes
it's
a climb
to jump.
He doesn't climb the stairs, he goes, ah! And you can hear a lot of the ribs like dislocate. You're like,
ah! Doesn't he have anything underneath his feet that he can stand on?
Well, yeah, but you know, he's trying to grab.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires your ribs to
stretch, right?
Ryan. You can do this all day.
If it weren't for the crit cards, I could.
If it weren't for them damn criticals.
No, no, no. Criticals would be fine. Crit cards that cause bleed and
blindness
con damage. Retarded. Try and make my stupid... No.
Take a try?
Yes.
Okay, you take flight. But I'll take my attacks over to you. Basically, I had 17 last... Or 16, and I lost 3, so I need to give myself 13 of these.
One, maybe?
Squat! No, I'm sorry. 4.
How many stairs you go up?
You are now floating at the tree line.
Okay.
Alright, their turn. Draw the crossbow.
Holy crap, are you kidding me?
Wait, they... Oh no, they did their attacks of opportunity, not 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33,
34. 10 more show up. 32.
I'm glad I'm way over there.
All you can just hear like a swarm of locusts.
You're like, ah!
I haven't gotten a single crit. Oh, there we go. I got one, two, two.
Of course, the last one has two.
Well, they need a crit to hit you.
I know that.
It's like they need one to hit me and him.
Okay.
Everyone but Ogryn.
And Ogryn almost died like within.
You take six and. You were sickened for 2 turns as one of them stings you, and you're pretty sure that was actually a wasp. Or maybe a dire rat strapped to the crossbow bolt. and then this one does 9 points of damage and does 6 points of damage to the branch next to you. Funk! As it went through, like, the meaty part of your wing, but you can still fly. You're going to have this nice hole like this.
You have a hole in your wing.
Alright. Now, at this point, everyone can safely escape.
First, I breathe on them.
And then I drop a fireball.
You do know that thing has charges, right?
Yes, I know. I've been deducting them.
I will lead him
I don't
the
drop
proper direction.
Alright.
Hold on. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fly off that way.
Think you're going to where I'm right.
I circle back around. Yes, I know it has charges. I used up quite a few of them.
Okay.
Use it in 4 rounds.
Jerk. You can see that the entire town is kind of swarming with excitement at this point.
I burn the forest down.
Okay. You burn it down. Or you burn at least chunks of it.
Yeah. You heal yourself? Because otherwise you're still bleeding.
I'll drink a cure light. 7.
Wash off your face.
Well, notice that the boy is mostly semi-resistant to the fire, but you can eventually start some. Problem is it's in the middle of a winter wonderland, and when the snow melts...
It softens it.
Oh, well.
Jerks.
Yeah. See, aren't you glad I called to retreat?
His pride. That was the most damaged thing in this fight.
His pride.
And of course, I could do this all day if it wasn't for those stupid all right. crit cards.
So, are you guys flying out?
Do you want to investigate anymore?
Not right now.
Yeah, good call. We go back.
You guys come in on the other side of the village.
Now we're cursed to never leave this place.
Let's hang out in the trees.
Okay. We fly away from the village half the distance it took us to get back here again.
Okay.
We will perch in the trees. I will turn into a monkey.
throw it at you.
The crab!
Stupid monkey. Fatty monkey.
And by the way, as you guys were leaving, you can see the were-rats are starting to eat the fallen.
And
the fallen were-rats?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I tend to his wounds.
So, of course.
Did you really need to do the bow? Really?
Well.
So, I realize that the canopy is especially thick, but I attempt to get as far out of it as possible.
Sure. As, once again, as you basically are sitting there kind of crawling up and worming your way up and worming your way up, you realize you're on the bottom of the tree and you're worming your way up, worming your way up.
Oh, I was waiting for him to pop his head out of the earth.
And, basically, he pops out of a bush and walks in the tree like, what the fuck? Goes back up through the trees, pops up through a different bush.
What the crap is wrong with this place?
I don't know. You're the one with the knowledge arcana.
Knowledge arcana, here we go.
This, yep, either knowledge arcana or knowledge planes would be a good one.
My knowledge arcana gives me
15.
This is obviously some sort of curse or basically sand trap.
As hey been. Guys, this place is magical.
20 on knowledge planes.
Now that you're looking at this, this probably means this was some sort of pact gone awry. This definitely has the you're trapped in your own type of hell level of.
Does 24 get me anything?
On. Arcana. This is definitely a sand trap, and basically what this is something is holding you here. It's not the environment, but basically you've got this kind of leash that someone you can't see is holding. In addition, as you guys are
is
in the
it
trees,
the movement behind at the corner of your eyes?
There's still movement all in the corner of your eyes. And now you guys get the wonderful, wonderful feeling of being watched, and you could almost swear you hear whispering off in the distance.
How can we appease you?
By finding me something to eat? Huh. Oh.
There's some rare rats down yonder.
Yeah, can you get a few without alerting the entire damn place again?
I stealth.
Okay, give me your stealth check. Basically, as you're about ready to pounce one, the person in front of him stabs that rat. That guy drops to the ground. He sees you and screams like a little girl. And suddenly more rats start showing up.
I flee the opposite direction than the one that they are at.
Yeah.
And I circle back around to them. No go.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah. Lucky crossbow shot.
They're all twitch.
Yeah, they're all here. They're rats.
No, twitch from League of Legends.
Oh. You take 8 points of damage and you need to give me a fortitude save. As a crossbow bolt shoots directly into one of your kidneys.
Ow!
How about a 25?
Alright. And it's rusty too.
Ow! Any negative effects?
No, you made the 14.
Okay.
Just the indignity of having to crossbow bolt your kidney.
Yes. I come back. How many 8 points?
8.
I'm clearly none the healthier, but I couldn't get one.
Lovely.
It's no strongly doubt there's anything else in this forest. It would have died off long by now.
Here's some tree bark.
I was like, you're vegetarian?
I'm an ogre.
I guess you are an omnivore.
Right, so I guess we're going to be...
I guess I shouldn't say that it tastes like a tree.
Or
kind of a... inane, no-duh comment.
At least there's moss.
Think of it as frosting. There you go.
get your vegetables.
I go scrounging for anything related to any type of bug, and I attempt to...
Not in the winter.
I go looking for hibernating squirrels.
There aren't any alive left.
I can get the knowledge nature to find the bugs that are sleeping underground.
You'd basically have to start digging underneath the earth and hope the rats didn't get to them first.
Obviously, there's probably plenty of worms. Maybe if you're lucky, you find a mole. If you're really lucky, a badger. Then it rages on you.
I just cast the grease a whole bunch of times on the ground, let it seep into the soil, and then finally I just cast a fireball.
Just have him breathe.
Have him breathe.
It doesn't cost me charges.
Well,
cook whatever's down there. Here, have some charred earth.
No, thank you. Not right now. We obviously need to find out what's happening to this place. Who's holding this place down?
Yeah,
I know. Other than the little flickery things that are giving me the creeps, I'm not sure I'll be able to sleep with these things around. The only places I saw were... It looked like a fully functioning town. There was like a general store and everything. There was a graveyard outside of town. There was the castle up on the hill.
Maybe you can try the castle. Everything happens at the castle.
Including more rats.
Yay!
Yeah.
If you would be so kind as I would like to wait here.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah, you're the one.
I was
going
to wait a while, too.
Yeah, we should probably rest.
All right. Give me a willpower check.
To sleep.
Because they're
We'll take watches, but, you know.
Oh, I understand. It's basically, right now you guys are feeling pretty freaked out.
I'll take first watch.
Take third.
I'm fine.
You two are just kind of like, and then you're sitting there. Because, remember, since we've established you have an overactive imagination, you're just imagining everything they could be.
Yes, and I'm not making it.
Once it, and several times throughout the night, you also hear the fluttering.
Well, it's you. Stop it! I'm gonna throw you off this tree.
So you two will heal double or heal your normal amount. You will heal half the amount. Let's see if Ogryn can sleep.
Why does she heal half?
She didn't sleep.
Oh.
She rested, but she did not sleep, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Alright, I will need to erase this.
So,
I am at
if we get a successful heal check, we heal twice our hit die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who wants to give me a successful heal check?
You just already did.
Of course you did.
I succeed on you. Okay. If that
well, in that case, the 8 hit points that I would have healed without the heal check is healed.
My kidney.
First blood in that entire battle for me was after the battle was over.
I figured, you know, they've probably got enough time to take a shot. And then one of them got really lucky.
And these are going, hey, wow.
Nice shot.
That's pretty good. And yeah.
Hello, Edie.
So in the morning, let's go investigate that castle.
It's still dark outside.
We can't tell if it's morning or night.
After we're all
done resting.
And once you're done resting.
Let's go check out that castle.
Alright. you guys kind of creep along the edge of the woods. Only a few pot shots kind of go soaring through the sky.
I will be monkey and blend into the trees.
All right, they don't bother shooting you. They probably can't see you.
Yes. I also move a lot easier in the trees as a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Here. I got a 28 on stealth.
Okay, yeah. Were you polymorphing into anything?
No, but I got a 18 on stealth.
Is that including your
yes.
Minus? Okay.
Is it minus 4 or minus 2?
4.
Yeah, so 18.
Alright. They don't really take any pot shots. You can see that they're actually back in human form and they're kind of going about their daily lives. You know, kind of sitting there.
Okay, food's gone.
And you'll notice that, you know, there's a few of them kind of doing lumberjacking stuff, and there's a person who's sitting there, you know, doing blacksmithing stuff, and you looks like a normal town other than when, you know, food presents itself.
What language are they speaking?
It is some really old freaking human. It doesn't even make sense to you guys.
Yeah, so trying to imitate as one of them isn't going to work.
However, as you guys get up to the castle, one of the things you will notice is that there's kind of like these barricades set up that's got the spiked,
Spikes?
Spiked barricade?
Spiked barricade. And the guards are kind of sitting behind there. They, of course, look tired and weary as hell. And that all the crossbow, and they've also got a few ballistas and whatnot, and they're all pointed inwards toward the town. The castle itself is a fairly standard square style.
10 foot by 10 foot by 10 foot.
That is a tiny castle. So, this is kind of what it looks like.
So,
ramp. Yeah. It's kind of on a little raised platform. I guess I kind of spoke. It's actually on a basic kind of like, well, it's a hill, but they've kind of made it more of a drop off right here. So instead of it being a gentle slope, it's a. And here are, here are the barricades. They do have a little gap right here. And this is actually just the keep.
Yeah.
It's not a castle, it's a keep. We had this nice long argument.
Wow. That's special. Well, I go up to the... Knock on the door.
You can hear people inside shouting.
Why did you go down and knock?
Because he's chaotic. And he does whatever comes to mind first.
Be careful. We'll watch and drop down on them if something happens.
Eek, 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 ooh, ooh, ooh.
Monkey, I have dips.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll poo ready.
This castle's made of stone, yes?
Yeah.
I climb around the outside of it and see if there's anything interesting.
Not really.
Okay. And are there any windows?
Arrow
slits. Anything.
There are several arrow slits. Most of the windows at this point looks like they've actually been boarded over.
Okay. I climb up, like, here's the tower and the two walls adjoining. Mm-hmm. I climb up right next to where the tower meets the wall, mm-hmm. and I sort of peek my head over a little bit.
Well, since it's a keep, it's one facility.
Right. So inside, it's just...
A roof.
Okay. Oh, it's a roof then.
It's a keep. As I said, I misspoke when I said castle.
Oh, very well then. Okay.
It's a four-poster keep.
Four-poster keep. All right. Well, I undo the latch on the top of one of the towers, and I open it up on its hinge and look inside.
There are 12 Lego men. Unfortunately, they set off their Lego thermonuclear bomb.
Oh, that sucks. Is that one of those, like,
your
fluorescent green plastic, clear plastic things?
And you disintegrate into 1,000 billion...
And we know how cancer...
Lego pieces.
Thank
Lego
you.
Pieces. But, okay.
Give me a fortitude save versus cancer.
Then we know cancer. Thanks.
How'd I do?
Well, kind of.
Hey, all right, I got a natural one.
Jay, you die of cancer.
Okay. Yeah.
You die of the blast.
I don't have a chance. My cancer gets cancer.
Your cancer goes, whoa!
Whoa! Okay, I come back to the monkey.
And you'll notice that at this point, you know, they've kind of...
There's nothing interesting on the outside. We'd have to...
What's the roof made of?
Well, these people obviously go against those
shale.
People.
Right.
Okay, so it's rock.
So maybe we can find a way to negotiate with them.
Sure, do you have if anything? You speak their language.
Do you have any spells that allow us to do that?
I have read magic, message.
No.
And touch of fatigue. We can speak the language of love.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Well,
we're going to take a quick break so we can let the dog outside. Jay, he be rolling. They be hating.
Alright, well, I would like to negotiate with them, but because of the difficult language barrier, since their human tongue is so old, it dates back to when my keep was in ruling.
How do you know that?
Because of the architectural and everything. Oh. It's almost identical to that in the castle.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
She writes this in poo on the wall. Because everything about Jessica is written in poo. Her yearbook, it's in poo.
How much I lived in my high school.
Yeah, well.
Can't say I blame you.
We can try approaching the front on the other side of the barricade to try and show that we're not hostile, at least. And hope they don't shoot us.
They'll shoot us. We're food to them.
Possibly.
I really have no hope of actually, like, making meaningful conversation or contact with these people.
Why? Because you think they're identical to the other guys that they're fighting?
They're not.
It's quite possible,
they're
that,
not
yes.
They're fighting each other. Well, I mean, they are, but not for that.
And as you guys are... As you guys are actually kind of watching, you'll notice that the town suddenly, as it's been longer and longer since you guys were there, that people just kind of start disappearing again.
Like disappearing, or just like...
Literally like disappearing in the middle of the street, like with a wheelbarrow. Goes poof. Except you don't see the poof. It just kind of walks off into nothing.
That's kind of weird. Are we still in front of the castle?
Or yes.
Keep?
Mm-hmm.
I fly down to one of the guards. Hi there.
Ah!
Yeah.
Or we can do the very direct approach.
I suppose that's one...
Avgan!
How's it going?
Ah! Hit his buddy. Ah!
Hi.
Ben!
Yeah. That is... You're probably telling them their socks are blue. It's not really helping.
With his voices in the forest yelling down at him. The monkey will jump down.
Ah!
Oh! Aki ooh ooh ah!
No, no!
Aki! Aki! Aki ooh ah! I'll fly down.
Ah! Oh!
Aka ooh ooh ah 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 ah! Ooh ooh ooh! Ah!
They kind of look to each other like...
Ooh. Ooh.
they turning this to a game now?
Bleh! Ooh. I think the other guy's just like,
ah! I breathe fire. Bleh! Behind
ooh.
Him.
Ah! And they drop the crossbows and run back to the, towards the keep.
Oh, that's not what they were talking about.
No!
Wow! So
that's exactly what he did.
They were mimicking this moron.
I was mimicking them, so really I was just mimicking myself.
Like a moron. No.
Not like a moron.
As a moron?
As a moron.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Oh, at least... Congratulations, we are now officially sealed out.
Great, thank you.
From any help we possibly had.
What? We're not sealed out.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to barge into their
You should burn down their door. See how well they respond to that.
Okay, if you want me to.
No, we don't.
Now who's impetuous?
You shouldn't say things you don't want me to do.
He's being sarcastic.
find us a way out of here.
You, give me all your gold. That's what I thought. Okay.
Give me the rest of it.
I don't have any
more. No, you give him the gold, I get the rest of your horn.
Okay. I'm going to sit there on the outside of the door and slowly sizzle away at the hinges.
Seriously, dude?
Dude, what do you want me to do?
We can wait.
I'm a chaotic board man, dragon.
We can knock again.
Yeah, let's see how well that works.
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock. Adiba! Naughty, naughty! Bad dragon!
I don't think they're naughty. Just saying.
Bow to them, maybe that'll help.
Adiba!
I put the bow, I was thinking, but okay.
Adiba!
You need to move from it around inside.
Show it that we're lower to them.
I poke my claw into the wood of the slider window and slide it open.
Hello!
Stand there, you'll see a slightly older, irritated looking face. It's kind of haggard. It's got a white beard that's kind of growing out and hair that's kind of shaggy.
Uh-huh.
He replies to you in Draconic. Welcome to hell.
Thank you to hell. Welcome to me.
You have poor grammar for your native tongue.
How do you know it's his native tongue? It may not be.
I'm not really a dragon. I'm a polymorphed monkey. See, this is my brother.
That's a female monkey anyway.
Yeah, she was female before.
I don't think she enjoyed that comment.
Don't worry, man. It's another ruse of the spirit.
What?
Closes the door.
What the hell? What spirit? Come back.
What are you guys are about? Horrible negotiators.
Basically, at that point, you see a wand.
Look. We're not here because of the spirit. We would like to know what the spirit is doing to us.
He fails to dispel you.
Darn straight. Stick my finger in. Stop ignoring us. Stop it. What the crap is going on here? For all we know, you could be a trick of the spirit. What now, huh? Prove yourself. Prove that you're not a trick of the spirit.
We're human.
Yeah. We're dragons.
Yes,
I'm human. Woo!
That confirms our suspicions.
You're not helping anything. Stop it.
What? It's a dragon thing. You speak draconic. Obviously you know.
Not really.
Should. Is anything...
Some dragons have the ability to shapeshift, yes.
Not
out of curiosity, what year do you think this is?
I have no idea. We've lost track.
Okay.
When the sun goes away, it gets a little hard.
judging by the ages of the people around you, how long do you think you've been here?
I couldn't tell you.
Is that cake?
Mm-hmm. For I have died several times.
Oh, great. You've so longer than a couple of days and less than forever.
Certainly seems like, feels like forever.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what. We are looking for a way out of this place.
If throws water in your face.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Ah. They're not a part of the spirit. Open the door.
What are we supposed to be allergic to water?
You see the flask he's holding's got like a little holy symbol on it.
Holy water.
19 on...
You do happen to be allergic to water.
Yeah.
You break out in hives.
Anyway, so may we come in?
Yes, you're going to be... Bring your monkey in, shape-shifting friend.
Oh, she shape-shifted too.
Back into a dragon?
No, she okay. is shape-shifted too.
Ah. Then bring the...
She's also a dragon.
Them.
They're both dragons.
You can see that there's actually about 20 or 30 people who are just kind of... These look like guards. They've got, you know, the tunic that's obviously well outdated. You can see they're wearing chainmail made out of probably iron, not necessarily steel.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are kind of looking at you like... Whoa.
Yeah, darn straight whoa.
I'm still a human.
This impressive physique right here is what I'm talking about, okay? So you better whoa. did we leave Ogryn in the trees?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Probably a good idea.
Left in the trees.
So...
Do they want me to switch back? Or stay a monkey?
I'm sorry, I don't understand monkey.
You should probably change to something that can talk. Just saying.
This game all just over there being a monkey.
The spirit of courage.
Okay.
I'll change it to it.
Unfortunately, if we find ourselves in the same situation that you are in, we would all naturally like to be not in this situation.
Now that you can get a good look at the mage,
right?
It looks like once upon a time he was wearing robes. Uh-huh. At this point, he's actually kind of just wearing everyday clothing. Shh. Evie, hush.
So, do you have any idea how this spirit works?
Yes, the king knows the most about it.
So who's the king?
He's in the throne room.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm merely the court mage, Lazarus.
Pleasure to meet you. My name is Zaxanos.
Zaxanos.
It's freaking Cyrus.
You can call me Zach.
I'm Varus.
Varus. If you do not mind me asking, how did the usurpers get caught in this?
The usurpers? You mean the were-rats?
How did you dragons get caught in this?
Oh, you're talking about the usurpers.
Yes, he was talking about us.
I see. Well, we happen to live on a nearby island, and we've never actually noticed it before, until now. And now
except
we've decided...
apparently that guy.
Okay. So
this is all your idea! Your fault!
That's why we'd never been there.
Apparently this is why.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea that we didn't.
Can you imagine trying to do this when you were younger?
Yeah, wow.
You can hide a lot better.
We would have left a lot faster.
We lived nearby and felt like investigating the island to see what was going on here. Apparently, we're all going to die here.
Yes, several times.
Yeah. So, maybe we should talk to the king then.
Yes. King Yark will be happy to meet with you.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
is now okay, or should we make schedule an appointment for next week?
There's no better time. The only other thing we have to do is stand around, be petrified, and try to avoid pain.
How do you guys resist the curse of the lycanthropy?
Don't get bit.
That's a very good question. I've led several expeditions out into the city and never made it back.
You? Oh. Oh yeah, because you guys keep dying. Huh.
So needless to say, we kind of... I do it still occasionally... But I never expect to get very far.
Seems to me that dying here is kind of like climbing to the top of a tree or trying to fly to the edge of the island.
Yes. Exactly like that.
Where you think there would be an end, it just keeps going.
Which is why I said I have no idea how long we've been here.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's go talk to the king. Ready to go.
You guys walk into the throne room, and you can see this big, heavily bronzed man. I mean, he has got this nice bronze complexion with this gold, ostentatious breastplate. And he's got sitting there, kind of lounging in a chair, a lot like this. He's sitting there in his throne.
As two humans and a dragon walk forward.
He's got the, you know, like, jaw to make Gears of War gels and chin to match. That would make Bruce Campbell blush. And he kind of looks at you like...
Hey, these are my servants.
Yeah. I look like Alistair from...
I would recommend you kill the dragon. And join us.
Well,
if I may... He replies in Draconic.
If I may, Your Highness, then all three of us would have to die.
We're bigger than he is anyway.
Slave, do not speak unless you are spoken to.
Sorry, I just... That was funny.
You laugh when you are only laughed to.
How do you laugh at two...
We just found it more appropriate if we looked human.
Yes.
I unfortunately...
It's also a lot easier
However,
getting through doorways.
I am also not offended by my own appearance. I am proud to be a dragon.
I will not say that you are welcome or unwelcome.
But I will not say thank you nor piss off.
What do you serpents want?
We wish to find a way out of this entrapment.
Well, I can tell you quite easily. It's that cursed gravekeeper.
There's a gravekeeper, you say?
Yes, he is also the one in control of the dark angels that keep us here.
There are dark angels, you say?
Yes. Wings as black as midnight, fluttering at the edge of your vision, haunting you, dragging your soul back into this damnation of a pit.
So I'll tell you what, if you help us get this gravekeeper, you said we got to what, like kill him or convince him to do something, or...
I would recommend killing him. There's nothing worth salvaging there, and he is without soul. No negotiation, no feeling.
Awesome.
How else would he keep hundreds trapped here?
How about you...
Hey,
have all your
don't interrupt the king, you moron.
Hey, you ain't king of my... town.
And this is, this is his town. We're in his domain.
Yeah, well, King of Hell ain't really king of much. Just saying.
Well, we're going to be trapped here
for
a while, aren't we?
Then you can die with us forever.
Hey, or if you'd like to get out of here, because clearly you haven't done too well on the killing the gravekeeper thing, you can help us to kill the gravekeeper and we can all leave.
Huh. This is probably no worse than any other afterlife. Every day, I have a hero's feast prepared for us. Because the pantry's never empty. So we eat here, drink, kill, and then start back over.
Oh, that's not so bad.
So you got nothing to lose. Sounds good. Let's get it.
So why are you guys trying to leave?
Not quite what they expected their afterlife to be.
Oh. They get a feast every day.
Well, I don't think dying every day is also very fun.
They don't die every day.
They just die whenever they die.
Theoretically.
I also think that maybe they want to leave this place. I'm sure the scenery gets dull after a while.
This was not what Lotharion promised them. Lotharion, with the wonderful field of ever bountiful wheat and eternal rest, and that's what I get for recruiting guards who are pacifists.
So explain to me exactly how you guys got here in the first place.
And what's with all the lycanthropes?
This was my city, my proud village, and we were at war with those cursed Darians.
Cassidy, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Just playing. Cursed war with the Darians, and they were semi-victorious, although we were about to turn the war against them. When
The gravekeeper unleashed his curse. Spread lycanthropy throughout the entire village. I bet he is the true master, and should he die, the lycanthropy would disappear.
I don't think that's how lycanthropy worked. But I suppose in this realm it might be different.
I wouldn't know.
So, do you suppose that if we go and attack this gravekeeper that the dark angels will be coming after us to...
Without a doubt.
Okay, good. How many do you think there are?
It's hard to count when you can never see them.
Good call. Okay. So...
Do you have any healers?
No. Otherwise, holding the castle every night would be slightly easier.
Oh, do they attack every evening?
Almost every evening. There's only been a few times where they haven't. And that's mainly when ever Lazarus goes out to patrol. Because they feast for a night on his corpse. Yes, Lazarus goes.
Poor soul.
Does your stuff come back with you? Yeah?
So if we die, they're not going to steal our loot.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah, but if we don't kill him, we're never coming back to actual...
Yeah, well, we get to try. It's like...
I am curious. However, if we end this curse, would all that occurred still happen? Like, for instance, will Lazarus actually fall down and go to the appropriate afterlife?
So you're saying if we kill the gravekeeper, will everybody who had died then die?
Yes.
And permanently so.
And it might be that everyone here would die, because we don't know how long ago this happened.
Some of the men are looking a bit uneasy at that.
Would you rather stay in this half-life, this cursed life, or would you rather rest for eternity?
Well, it's... Whether or not this guard B, by the name of Joe, the great ancient warrior Joe, but... Still traveling into the great beyond and unknown. It's never easy, dude.
Have you lived?
I guess maybe dragons are used to dying and going off to some place they have no idea of.
Oh, totally. I do that every day.
Okay.
That's one of the things that we did when we came here. We traveled into the great beyond, the unknown.
And look where it got us.
Yeah.
They're all good, like.
But you know what? There's a good thing about this situation. That is, this is the bottom of the hole. You can only go up from here.
No, it's not. Have you heard of hell?
What yeah, they can I thought do you described this area as hell.
It's got to be worse than this.
See, so it's not so bad here.
They do get to feast all night, have sex all night, and, you know, kill.
Now, there are any women. Oh, wait.
There weren't.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys are all gay now, right?
I wouldn't say gay. I'd say desperate.
Well,
desperate is the word I
okay,
use.
Okay. Now this puts me in an awkward situation because I'm a female human right now.
It has boobs.
Right. I'm not making half dragons.
It probably has everything else too. Let's go. Hey, baby.
He meant nothing.
Seven, he meant nothing. Just put us up, bling. You're the real deal. Okay, so...
Anywho, on to the actual issue. Yes.
So, how can we help you?
Kill the gravekeeper.
Will you come with us to help us kill the gravekeeper?
No.
Why?
I cannot leave the castle.
How about your minions?
I would prefer them not to leave the castle as well.
I mean,
what happens
you're
when you
brave
leave the
warriors!
What happens when you leave the castle?
I can't.
Oh, what happens when you try to?
It's like when you, from what I've heard, when people try and exit the forest.
I see. You end up back in the throne room?
I end up back at the front door.
I see.
I cannot leave. I am a gilded prisoner, much like everyone else.
So, but your friend can't leave, though.
What about what was the mage's name?
Lazarus?
Lazarus.
Maybe he can travel with you, see if he survives at all.
We saw the graveyard on our way here, so we at least know where that is. We assuming he's located there?
As good a place to start as any, considering he was the gravekeeper.
Well, what do you think, Lazarus? Actually, do you want to come along with us and possibly die for good?
Or would you rather come with us and hide with us? Because I think we could use... Because they speak a language we don't understand. Hmm? You think maybe the language...
For I would love to join you.
Yay! Okay.
We could at least use your ability to, you know their English...
Do you have the human language?
Everyone speaks English, Kitty.
Yes.
Do you have any divining spells?
He's a fighter.
Are you talking to Lazarus or?
Yes.
I know some divination, yes.
Could you do anything to help us locate the gravekeeper?
I've tried. I have tried and I've tried and I've tried. Something is protecting him. I'm guessing it's the Dark Angels. I really wish that it wasn't there, especially... This is actually the first place you guys have noticed that there aren't any Dark Angels, the little flickering in the...
Yeah.
I can actually sleep.
All right, well, let's go.
Well, we have to collect Ogryn.
That's just fine.
And inform him of the plan.
Yes.
We should probably tell these people we're bringing an ogre here, or are we...
We'll just let
Lazarus know before we get there.
An ogre? Yes.
Well,
we do have another companion.
It could be worse. Could be a were-rat.
So, I rolled a 17 plus 13 on stealth, so that's 30.
Nope. You guys get back to Ogryn. I won't take any more pot shots at you guys while you fly.
Well, no, I was thinking about actually staking out the graveyard.
Oh, sure. You can indeed see in the shack, it is a shack, a one-room place, mm-hmm. You can see a light occasionally moving through, probably like a candle. Not really seeing the person in there, but...
That there's a light moving inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys.
Jay looks so enthusiastic right now.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, I get Ogryn. I'll come back to
you. You get Ogryn.
The keep.
Alright, take him back to the keep. They're all like...
They finally see me in my dragon form, and then the ogre on top of my back.
Hey, job, young sir. That's my Kithbin. Thank you very much.
Your what?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I think you just told me so.
Whoa.
Alright.
Okay. Give me...
Don't worry about it.
Just a second. Give me 28 on linguistics.
You'll be able to sleep here and rest up.
Okay, so the...
Thank you. Okay, good.
You see one guy pointing down the lipstick.
Right. Ogryn, you can rest here. You should be able to sleep.
Hobble. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can learn more about this culture if you're curious.
Yes, once the pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So, it seems like time is virtually endless here. We can just wait until he rests and gets better.
The only unfortunate thing is from the wound he sustained, it doesn't heal for 1d4 days naturally. Which, the best you ever get is 1 day's worth of healing. The day starts over, kind of. Groundhog's Day.
Oh, that sucks.
So he's still always got... He's two more days.
Great! Yes. Okay.
He's got two more days.
He's not going to heal that.
Very well, then. Shall we continue?
Yes. Lazarus can ride on my back.
Alright. As you guys are, of course, flying on over, he randomly begins screaming. Who is he flying on?
Me.
You hear screaming, you can see rats pulling him apart from the spectral space, and your back is covered in blood.
What the hell?
We didn't even get close to the graveyard! Is he just doomed to die the moment he steps outside?
Fluttering in darkness.
Why aren't they tearing us apart?
So you guys land in the graveyard.
Wait, if it's always at the edge of your vision. I see you!
It looks like my snout!
Alright. This is, of course, a graveyard. It's snow is covering the entire area. This area actually looks fairly undisturbed. Although you can see that it's well cared for. The snow is never too high, too low. You can see that each of the gravestones has had special care taken to make sure that it's not covered in snow. And the name is legible. There's a few flowers that are kind of frozen, still hanging in some of the urns. And at the very... And it is fenced in. And at the very top of the hill, you can see the shack with a single light kind of hanging in there. And you can see several images of, you know, this kind of Grim Reaper type of person. Kind of watching over the place.
Alright.
Like statues and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hi, I didn't know you were here.
Yeah. I got demoted.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
No, he got trapped here, too.
You know how annoying this is. I've got, like, 100 souls to return.
Right, well, I suppose we walk forward.
You guys walk forward.
Towards the shack.
I'm keeping my eyes out for anything suspicious. Aha! I got 23.
You think he notices you guys walking up through the snow. Because, you know,
the gatekeeper?
Yeah, the candle's kind of doing the do that.
It's kind of hard not to notice us. Does he stay there when we come to the door?
No, as you guys get closer and closer to the door, he eventually kind of reaches out and opens it and looks out.
Okay.
You can see this hooded, this black hooded figure, and his hands are actually skeletal, and he's stepping onto the snow. You guys see this heavily black-robed person, these huge black feathery wings, skeletal fingers, no face, holding a giant scythe.
Oh, there's a picture when you see one.
It looks a lot like the statues back there, and he's kind of...
Hi. Do you speak Draconic?
Hello, yes I do.
Well, that's good to know.
And how might I make the acquaintance of you three fine individuals?
Was Lazarus ripped to shreds on your back still?
Yeah, the blood is now, like, dripping down her arm.
Yes, there's this is nice red trail behind me.
Oh, good. Well, we've come for a purpose. We're wondering what precisely we might do to be free of this place. Do you have any idea?
Well, yes, I have some speculation.
Are you trapped here as well?
Trapped? No, no. Heavens, no. I've got a job to do.
Oh.
What's I still got my flock to tend.
What? Okay. Well, you see, there's this minor issue that we kind of all collectively have together that apparently you might not be sharing because it seems like you might be the cause of it, possibly.
Oh, there's no possibly.
That you are the cause of the fact that we are stuck here?
Oh, yes.
And then everybody else is stuck here as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And the people in the keep...
What are you whining about, dog? You were just outside.
And the people in the keep can't die?
Stay inside.
Yes.
So, may I ask, pray tell, what would need to happen for, let's say, hypothetically, those of us who were here who didn't want to be here to leave?
Well, it's... all just a large misunderstanding for you three. I could probably lift the veil and let you three go.
Well, what about the people at the keep?
Well, they deserve it.
What did they do?
They're horrible people. Mass murders, that sort of thing. There's giant bear mounds all over the place. It's a very sad story. The Lord saw that the war was being lost, and he made a pact with... Well... Actually, he made it with the wrong side. To him, a demon and a devil are the same thing. And, of course, in likelihood, his skeletal hand passing through the air. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, he was screwed quite heavily, and the entire town suffered for it. lycanthropy spread throughout the city, and, well, I beseeched my god.
Oh, great nameless one.
To allow me to do what I can to try and save them, if you will.
So, with not save them from their... the getting crapped on by the demon, was it, that did it, or the devil?
Yes, their souls are eternal, or will be sent to a demon to be harvested and made into unspeakable things.
So really, you're doing them a favor by preventing the demon from doing that.
Yes, unfortunately, this area is very thin between the planes. Which is why you have Eternal Night, which is from the Plane of Shadow, which is why you've got mass violence from the Abyss.
So what would be the since you say that it's very close to the, you know, the border between the planes, etc., what's the likelihood that we could arrange for the souls of these creatures to be sent to a different plane entirely, one that was not the demon plane nor this one?
Well, see, the unfortunate thing is the devils have to work by contract. They've got certain rules. Demons don't. If the demon wants them badly enough, he'll hop to another plane to do it. The only reason why he hasn't reaped their souls right now, and let me assure you, he wants to, is, quite frankly, me. But, of course, if you want the quick and easy solution, yes, all you have to do is kill me.
Hmm.
Yes, but that means that the demon will come in
and do whatever he wants to.
Yes, and the king gets to reign supreme in some layer of the abyss. I don't like that idea. I thought it was a very bad one.
Hmm.
What about all the creatures that have contracted lycanthropy? What's their crime?
They're the ones who were sacrificed. Okay. They are the souls.
30 on 10th motive.
He seems sincere enough, but as so did the king.
I didn't roll 10th motive on the king.
But he did seem sincere.
Can I do a retroactive one?
Sure.
Oh, 17.
He seems sincere.
It's most troublesome.
Well, I must say, to begin with, we greatly appreciate your offer to let us go.
Oh, yeah.
We will likely take you up on that offer at some point.
Is there any way we can help at least part of these people?
Can they redeem?
Yes. All we need to do is rip out the heart of the atrocity king and feed it to a dark angel. That's all we need to do.
And that will remove the curse for the rest of the citizens?
Yeah. All we need to do is just get his heart.
How is that possible when he can't leave the keep?
It means we have to go to the keep.
Yes. You find my conundrum. Walking up and exactly ripping out his heart isn't exactly...
the brightest move.
Friendly.
That too.
Well,
it would violate certain levels of moral ethics.
We also find ourselves in front of you.
Yes.
Where we could very easily just attack you at any given moment.
Yes, and this... could all be over.
That's why you got a scythe.
I'd rather not.
And her little...
yeah. I'd rather not doom all these souls to death, or to hell.
The abyss, please. Hell, whatever. They'd have some level of pragmatic use.
Sorry.
They're probably going to be made into some demon's necklace or something.
Whatever. I'm personally, Ryan... doesn't care. However, I would actually know that, so.
Yeah. Well,
I would hate to have to sacrifice someone for the greater good, but...
is there no other way?
If this guy did make the pack, it's technically his fault.
Is there no other way to release the souls that are being cursed because of the king's mistakes?
The Nameless One is very neutral on the matter. Death is death. I beseeched him and begged, and he answered. He said this is his way of favoring a grandchild, if you could understand that. Normally he'd allow them to be whisked off to the abyss and be used in horrible, unspeakable ways. But since they are my flock, I asked him, and he responded.
So, if I understand you correctly, then, pretty much, our options are kill you, everybody goes to the Abyss, and we're free.
Yes.
Or kill the king, all of these souls go free, and we go free. And the king goes to the Abyss.
In a roundabout way, yes.
It seems like we can...
Do you know anybody else on this island that might have a way of doing things?
Maybe you could speak with one of the angels yourself, if you could ever get a hold of one. They're very flighty.
Do you know how I could get a hold of one?
Yes, I could talk to one for you.
Could you try and convince one to talk to us?
Could you convince the king to have a heart attack? Make it a lot easier.
After 1,000 years of feasting, finally the cholesterol gets it.
It's a natural way of death, and he gets a hold of his heart a lot easier without being aggressive and violent.
The king's okay, so was making a pact with the demon.
Hey, this guy is a reaper. He might be able to do it.
No. So we have to go convince the royal cook
should
to
not
create,
commit the
like,
same
bacon
crime
on ham on.
Yes, quite a moral conundrum, isn't it?
It has to feed us, and they have to have enough for all of us, and it has to go to them. So yeah. It works out.
We just have to get the
quite a conundrum, isn't it?
To give him a heart attack in one meal.
Well, you have to eat 96 Krispy Kremes in one sitting.
Wall of shame, I only had 94.
You'd rather die than keep eating.
Okay, well then yes, we would love to talk to Dark Angel if you could manage to rustle one up for us.
Would you...
I was like, he doesn't have eyes, so how are they...
All you see is the hood during the... And when he leans back like this, the hood stays.
I want a hood like that. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Lady! Would you come here, please? Walking on top of the snow, not leaving a single track, is a nude, 7-foot-tall alabaster woman... with these huge black feathery wings. Her eyes and fingernails are black as well. As is her hair.
I think you agreed to speak with us.
I considerately lower my gaze.
To her boobs? Because
I'm looking at her toes, at her black toenails. Oh, great lady. I mean, oh, great lady.
She has this kind of like blank, icy face.
We're in a bit of a conundrum. We understand that there are, so far, only two ways to extricate ourselves from this island, one of them involving the death of the king, and the other involving the death of our friend here. Do you have any other advice or opinions on the matter?
Solutions.
The Lord of Death must have his domain.
Oh, and he's got it. He's got the domain. Would there be anything wrong with taking the people out of the domain?
Give me who has the knowledge of religion?
Some.
You can roll. Because that's right under the cryptic message.
25.
22.
I roll a 4 with no rank. I'm staring at her now.
Well, what that probably means is death must have his domain is, in order for this to be fixed, death must happen.
Someone has to die.
That's kind of the deal, if you will.
So we've got to kill someone. Or that is to say, someone needs to die. Regardless if we kill them or somebody else kills them.
We could go and try and convince all the guards that killing the king will
free their souls.
Then they can live a happy, joyous life outside of this village.
And not go to the Abyss.
They can come live on our island!
Or, ooh! Really, really, really unlikely. But we could get the king to commit suicide. Out of...
Doubt it.
Out of guilt for putting himself and his men in this situation.
He's too prideful.
Sorry, didn't mean to smack you in the face.
It's worth a shot. I mean, if we have no other...
We can
try that before we try and kill him ourselves.
Right. Yes, we can go there and say, hey, we know you're mean.
We can say, basically, how about the deal that you made with the demon? If you have any honor at all, or any sense of decency, any sense of appreciation for your men...
He's probably going to just say this guy's lying.
At least we would have tried.
And then...
Because otherwise, we're just killing him without laying it out before him and letting him make the decision. If we let him say, oh no, he's lying, then at the very least, if in fact he's lying about the dude lying, then he will have passed up yet another opportunity to redeem himself and therefore deserves the punishment more.
Perhaps. Well, do you happen to have any proof of this that we can use? Aside from your word.
No?
We're always trying to find the demon.
That's dangerous.
Is there a contract somewhere, perhaps?
Demons don't make contracts.
I think it's purely verbal.
I see.
Yes, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And demons aren't necessarily inclined to stay with the contract anyway.
He said yes once, and that's all it took.
Devils have to at least abide by laws, no matter how twisted they are. Demons follow no such contract. If they feel like giving a mortal power and making him lord over the land just to see what would happen, it's within their power. I could always attempt to open up the rift and you might be able to speak with the demon yourself.
Like I said, that would be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, all I am is a minor aspect of my god, so...
Well, so you're his grandson?
Yes, we're all his grandchildren. Even you.
I see.
So...
That's interesting.
If we were
He's a very friendly god. I like him.
If we were to speak to this demon, the most we could get out of him is whether or not Duke Guy actually made the pact with him.
And then again, he could be lying.
Right. So, pretty much, at that point, we're just inviting him to do whatever the crap he wants. I mean, we could say, you know, it looks like you're out a prize here... You're not taking advantage of this guy's soul, so if you would like to help us to work this out, you would be able to reap the man's soul
as a reward. There's no way we could do that, because it's one soul or a whole bunch.
You do consider you're trying to negotiate with a demon.
You could be really friendly. Hi, my name is Charles. I'm a demon.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying that's... all we would have to talk to him about.
And see, this is what I like. I like presenting moral conundrums and having the group debate for about
30 minutes. Actually talking to the demon would be useless.
It would be more or less useless. So
we have to confront this to the king.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
We have the guy with the scythe telling us what was going on. We have the king pretty much telling us the inverse, not really admitting to anything on his own part, but at the same time, he's just identifying the fact that if anything is going to happen, the Gravekeeper has to die. So...
I suppose we can...
Oh, just so... You have plates, right?
Yes, I do.
Give me a roll.
Twenty-eight.
Now, this is something that was supposed to happen, and I forgot. When you saw the Dark Angel...
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that came to your mind was an earness.
Yeah, well, that's what first came to my mind.
And you know that those are devils. That's the first thing that came to your mind. They might look identical. It might be completely mistaken. This could be a different kind of angel. But I'm just saying that the first thing that came to your mind was devil.
Interesting.
So, just to present that to you.
So they could be in league with him.
Demons and devils don't work together.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
They hate each other. Remember?
I'm sorry, no. When you... I forget which one's the lawful one all the time.
Devils.
the way you can remember, devils are lawful because they have an L.
The other way I remember is that you've always heard about making a deal with the devil, and deals are contracts, and contracts are lawful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Running with the devil.
So wait, is Lucifer technically an Uranus? Huh. Because he's a fallen angel.
Yes.
That's funny. All Uranuses are female.
Hello, spiteful bitch.
Yeah.
It's Lucy. Hello. It's just because of Judeo-Christianity they're like, no, the ultimate evil couldn't be a woman. It has to be a guy.
That doesn't... Well, technically for Judeo-Christians, that wouldn't make sense because women would be... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, so what it looks like we have to do is confront the king. I want to see if there's actually, if they have any records on the war that might be able to back us up. Because when there was a middle of this war, when the king mentioned he was going to take the stab at someone, and it failed. I'm assuming that's what he meant by this pact.
I say we go with it. May as well. It's about the best we have.
Because I honestly do not want to piss off a god of death.
No. Yes. You guys can continue role-playing and whatnot, but the assault on the king's castle or attacking the gravekeeper isn't going to be happening tonight, so just plan on that.
What? Why not?
It's 10 o'clock.
Seriously, how long can a battle last?
It can last a while.
I think we're going to probably end up going against the king.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
So I would like to go to the castle and see if there's any records of the war. And I want to try and figure out how loyal his men are.
Yeah.
Considering they've been trapped here for so long.
Alright. Yeah. That would be
I want to see if freedom will change their mind.
Yeah, that would be my inclination as well.
So try and convince them of that.
Or at least gauge how loyal they might be.
Yes. So at least there'd be less people to go against us when we assault the king. Yes. I still wish you could make him have a heart attack. Seriously. You're an aspect of the death god. That's natural.
I was a priest who he made me look like this when this all happened.
It's a good look.
Why? I mean, it looks cool and stuff, but...
I was glad enough that my god gave me a favor. I'm not about to ask why.
I suppose.
I was going to say, we could always have it so that if the men are loyal to their king, we could sort of stage a lycanthrope attack on the gates, and that would draw all of the men toward the front and or outside.
Possibly.
That way we would have less of...
Well, he said they'd get attacked every night.
Well.
So, I mean, we could just wait until they attack.
There you go.
But, by the way, what's up with Lazarus?
Oh.
Seriously, really, I flew, like, maybe 50 feet, and then he got ripped apart by Chiquitas.
What?
No, he was ripped apart by rats.
How did they get up there?
Unfortunately, that wasn't necessarily his physical form being... Well, it was his physical form. It was mainly his soul that was being ripped apart. Being made manifest through the body.
That's...
He's the one who has the closest direct link to the demon. He's the one who had to do the summoning.
Ah. Well, he is the Archangel.
Yes, that he is.
Okay, so I guess we have our plan. We go back, we do some research, we gauge the loyalty of the soldiers. And then when the moment is right, and it looks like we have the lycanthropes coming at the gate, we attack the king.
It's uncomfortable, but for the greater good.
For the greater good. The greater good.
Any objections?
No.
No.
Alright.
There it is.
All right.
Seems a sound enough plan.
Spook her call tonight, since you don't want
to... Well, now I've actually got your guys' plan, which is to go in, assess the loyalty of the men, read up on the history, and see if you've been triple-crossed. And then to pick someone who has to die, more than likely the king.
Talk gaming with around here.
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamer's Haven by purchasing Gamer's Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamer's Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.